Realtors, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We're live and national. Give us a call, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And lots of stuff to discuss tonight. We're going to jump right in. President Trump today speaking with the Japanese Prime Minister. He also had a couple other things to talk about. I'm going to circle back on that stuff. We also have the revocation of Biden's security clearance and USAID. Literally, they took the sign off the building. A judge is recommending that it be downsized. Looks like DOGE is working. Now, mind you, I want to get into some of the facts that go into this stuff because the media continues to distort the facts. Right, so tonight we're going to talk about the media, we're going to talk about mental health, and we're going to talk about marriage, or, you know, everything else that goes into relationships, right? Because Valentine's Day is coming up next week, and there's several gifts that you should likely never, ever buy. So keep it locked right here for all of that info. But right now, I want to start with President Trump and his comments. He made a joint appearance today in the White House with the Japanese Prime Minister. And part of what they talked about, I mean, it circled around a lot of things, right? You had some discussion about Maxine Waters trying to force her way into the Department of Education with, I guess, a request to spend more money per pupil. That's not a good idea. But President Trump, again, I think reinforcing what really needs to be said here, not only, you know, what they're doing with DOGE, but really talking about handling things in the appropriate manner when it comes to, like, handling corrupt FBI agents and whatnot. But I've got a clip of here, the president in this joint news conference with Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba saying that DOGE will look at the Department of Education and the military. Go right ahead.
Virtually every investment made is a con job. There's nothing of value to anybody unless there's a kickback scheme going on, which is possible. And we're going to be doing more and more of that. We're going to be looking at Department of Education. We're going to be looking at even our military. We're going to be looking at tremendous amounts of money, Peter, being spent on things that bear no relationship to anything and have no value.
No value at all. And you know, what's important here is Trump holding people accountable, right? I know there's a lot of people, and I talk about this a lot because, honestly, it's a pet peeve of mine that there are so many people in America that think that we're going to put people in prison, orange jumpsuits, Gitmo, Guantanamo, tribunals, and all that other crazy stuff. It's not going to happen. But he says he will fire some corrupt FBI agents. Listen to this.
FBI has turned over a list to the Justice Department of the FBI agents who worked on the January 6 rioters cases. Are you planning to fire the FBI agents who worked on those investigations?
No, but I'll fire some of them because some of them were corrupt. I have no doubt about that. I got to know a lot about that business, that world. I got to know a lot about that world, that we had some corrupt agents, and those people are gone or they will be gone, and it'll be done quickly and very surgically.
Very surgically. Love that, quickly, very quickly, surgically. And El Trumpito also announcing the revocation of Joe El Baboso Biden's security clearance. Now, I want to make it clear, just a quick caveat here, quick sidebar. It was told to me by one of our folks, you know, that works with the program, that there's, I don't know if some, but I know at least a listener that has complained, saying that they don't like my nickname for President Trump. Donaldus Magnus, El Trumpito, the 45th and 47th president of these United States, El Presidente. They said that they feel that I am mocking him. Now, I don't think this is a mockery at all. Matter of fact, I don't know too many people that have nicknames for Trump, but I do have one. And it is a name that is held in esteem, in respect, and in affection. And I can tell you that I told him to his face, right? If you've listened to the show for any amount of time, he was on the program. Yeah, I think he enjoyed it, right? I think Lara Trump also said, oh, El Trumpito, I like that. Matter of fact, that rap group that was working with him on the campaign trail, guess what song they made last summer? El Trumpito! So, anyway, I think the president enjoyed the nickname that we gave him. I think he understands that it's a term of endearment. But for the one person out there that was had their panties in a bunch, I want you to rest assured that it is done with el mayor respeto, right? With the highest, with the utmost respect for President Trump. That is why it's El Trumpito, not just Trumpito, right? El Trumpito, Donaldus Magnus, the 45th and 47th president of these United States. El Presidente. You got to say the whole thing. Now, El Trumpito revoked the security clearance of Joe El Baboso Biden. Now, of course, Joe El Baboso Biden is a fake phony fraud. He's a clown. He's somebody that shouldn't have anything to do with our government. And I think President Trump realizes that and is acting accordingly. Listen to this.
President Trump is now revoking the security clearances for former President Biden. President Trump saying on Truth Social, quote, there is no need for Joe Biden to continue receiving access to classified information. Therefore, we are immediately revoking Joe Biden's security clearances and stopping his daily intelligence briefings. He set this precedent in 2021 when he instructed the intelligence community, IC, to stop the 45th president of the United States, me, from accessing details on national security, a courtesy provided to former presidents. The HER report revealed that Biden suffers from, quote, poor memory, and even in his prime could not be trusted with sensitive information. I will always protect our national security. Joe, you're fired. Make America great again.
Well, there you have it. You heard the entire report from Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. And I got to tell you, I love it when somebody breaks some precedent. Now, it could be my own bias. It could be that I'm a supporter of President Trump and his policies, and that's why I think this is good. I always try to give myself a test and put the shoe on the other foot. And I think, and Biden was kind of inconsequential to me, but, and not that he was inconsequential in general, just to me, right? It was hard for me to get really angry at the guy because I felt so badly for him. But Barack Obama, I felt, was a very nefarious guy. So I always use him. And I think if Barack Obama were to suspend the security clearance of George W. Bush, what would my reaction be? And I think my reaction would likely be, who does Barack Obama think he is? Okay, so he got elected to the highest office in the land, and of course he has the ability to do this. But should he in fact be doing it? Should he be breaking tradition that's been around forever and a day? All for the sake of political expediency, or moreover, so that he can do whatever foreign policy, who knows what, and not have to hear anything from his predecessor, George W. Bush? That's likely what I would say. Now, that would have been back in 2008. Fast forward, with hindsight being 2020, I probably have the same opinion I have today, which is you've earned your way into the White House. You have the power that comes with having the White House, and we have to respect the office. And I think that's where I'm going to remain. And I try to be as level-headed on these things as I can be.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
When you get started at hims.com/joy, it all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through HIMS.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but HIMS can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to HIMS.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/joy for your free online visit. HIMS.com/JOY.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Swish Funding is providing funds for expansion, inventory, increased overhead, even slow cash flow to small businesses all over America with affordable funding as soon as one business day. And we're ready to help with funding from $10,000 to $2 million. If you've been in business for 1 year or more with a monthly income of at least $25,000, you can get the affordable funding you need with no collateral. Go to swishradio.com. That's swishradio.com.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, or big box store.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensate for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hi, I'm Jason Hansen, a former CIA officer. In these uncertain times, with rising geopolitical tensions and skyrocketing inflation, protecting your financial future is crucial. That's why I trust Advantage Gold for all my precious metal investments. They're the only company I buy from, period. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. See exactly how gold can safeguard your wealth. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold, performance maker. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
The best guests, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
We should talk about reform, but we should talk about it the way it's always been done in America, in the halls of Congress, in the public forums of the people of people's government. That's what the Founding Fathers wanted. If the Founding Fathers were to be like Doge, a small group of them would get together and just dictate what should have been done in America. It didn't. They set up a Congress. They set up debate. And the American people, mark my words, the American people will not stand for an unelected secret group to run rampant through the executive branch. Being innovative is good. But Mr. Musk, this isn't a tech startup. These are public institutions that deal with things like Social Security and Medicare and national defense and provide for the well-being of the American people. And the American people have a right to be part of that debate.
That, of course, Senator Chuck Schumer, who was in Congress and in local government when I was a kid. He had an office not far from King's Highway. I lived on Avenue M, and he used to come by my block. He knew my parents by name. Actually, on at least one occasion, I was riding my bike outside my house, and he messed up my hair. Like, you know, hey, how you doing, squirt? You know, that type of thing. And I never thought he was cool. You know, I always thought he was like a stuff suit type of guy. You know, I was like, who's this weirdo? Always asking for my parents. But, you know, like acting like he cared. He didn't care. He's a politician. But, yes, Chuck Schumer, been in this game for a long, long time, right? That was back when I had hair. I don't even have hair anymore. But I want to get to the bottom of this because Chuck Schumer says that Doge is doing this and Doge is doing that. And I think it's a lot of misplaced ire, right? I think the media is blowing things out of proportion. Every day when you go on the news, you look at the different websites, you see all of these reports about all these crazy things. Elon Musk is stealing your social. He's using his private laptop, his private AI. He's hacking the government. He's a criminal. And nobody's stopping to think, who are the criminals that are spending all this money that he's trying to stop from being spent? That is, I think, the bigger question. And for that, I'm going to turn to somebody that I consider an expert. He's the president and co-founder of JustFacts.com, JustFacts.com, JustFacts.com. Jim Agresti, welcome back, brother.
Richie V, always great to be on your show. You're a good man and a class act. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, brother. Likewise to you. And I heard this audio of Chuck Schumer. I saw it from a clip that you shared, and you had some comments on it. Tell me what you think.
Well, first of all, the simplest and most ridiculous thing in it is calling DOGE secretive. Trump ran on a platform of having DOGE and Elon Musk help root out waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government.
Yeah.
He's fulfilling that promise. And Musk is bragging about it on Twitter or X all day long. So, first of all, there's nothing secretive about it. Secondly, Trump is the executive of, he runs the executive branch. That is the constitutional power of the president. He is responsible for enforcing those laws. And there are numerous laws against waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government. And all Trump is doing is in using Musk's technical prowess to help find that. And it is Trump who ultimately makes those decisions, and he has the power to do that as the chief executive of the branch of that presidency.
100%. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, this is the bottom line that I think people are forgetting. Musk is just here. He's passing through. Right, he's a billionaire that builds spaceships and electric cars and brain chips and everything else he does. And he felt things weren't going good when they tried to shut him up, so he bought Twitter. And then he said, you know what, I'm going to hook up with Trump. We're going to try and make America great again. And so he's here. But ultimately, all of this falls on the desk of El Trumpito, Donaldus Magnus. And I think it's just, I would say funny, but it's not funny. It's almost sad that they're continuously trying to shoot the messenger.
This is a guy that has spent a lot of his own money, first of all, to rescue free speech from government censors, to take his time and fortune to fight for the things that America, he feels will be good for this nation he clearly loves, and he's working like an animal at this for free. And to paint this guy as some sort of villain or somebody who is in it all for himself, I mean, this guy is a three-digit billionaire, right? I forget what he's worth, $200-300 billion. It doesn't matter how much money he has. He's not in this for the money. He's in it for America. And to kind of paint him as some villain, it's got some evil back-end agenda, is absurd.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting you say it that way, because I agree with that 100%. And I'll tell you why. There's another billionaire local out there, George Soros. Never in a million years would I say George Soros does the things he does because he needs money or he wants more money. I think George Soros really believes in his left-wing agenda, just like I believe Elon Musk really believes in free speech and saving America. And ultimately, I think when billionaires, I think, might be the most honest people you can find because they don't have to worry about losing their job or losing their fortune or losing whatever because they have enough money to survive. And I think sometimes that's worth a lot in a interesting way.
I couldn't agree more. You know, I don't hear people on the right saying Soros is in this for the money. They'll criticize him and say he's in it for his agenda, and that's one thing. But to make it out of personal greed is absurd.
Yeah, I agree. Folks, we're on with Jim Agresti. We're coming right back with him. We're going to talk about DOGE and a question. Which families in the United States have the largest average of cash income? Well, you get to guess, and we're going to get the answer from Jim Agresti, president of Just Facts. Straight ahead, don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
First One Financial Group.
By the way, your ratings are up. Congratulations. I had somebody. It's always nice to check. I like to see, even if they're friends, I like to see how are they doing. Are people listening, right?
That's
but
right.
You're doing great.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
What's going on here is when you spend money on stupid things, you attack the guy who exposes it. That's exactly what Democrats are doing. The proponents of big government, the recipients of big government spending, they just as soon keep all that secret. But Elon Musk comes along and says, this is ridiculous. As Mark put it out, some trans opera in Ireland, they're funding Sesame Street shows in Iraq. I mean, think about it. China's building bridges and roads in certain countries, and we're putting Big Bird and Bert and Ernie on TV in Baghdad. Who do you think is going to have more influence? So what Elon Musk is saying, this is stupid. Let's stop it. Let's focus on serving the American people.
Let's focus on serving the American people. That's Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio, and he couldn't be more right, in my opinion. Like I said, they're trying to shoot the messenger. In this case, it's Elon Musk, and maybe he's unconventional, but Trump's unconventional. And honestly, that's where we are right now, right? We're dealing with unconventional times. So as we are dealing with unconventional times, we have to do what we have to do. So what I want to do is bring it back to our guest, Jim Agresti. He is the president of Just Facts. Jim, I want to continue down this line of discussion. And what else do you think the Democrats are going to be throwing at Musk and Trump and the DOGE committee?
So I don't need to hypothesize about this. I can see it. So today, Dan Goldman, a U.S. congressman from New York, posts on X that DOGE plans to audit the Social Security Administration, and that means Donald Trump and Elon Musk are trying to take away your hard-earned Social Security benefits. Now, nothing could be further from the truth. What DOGE is tasked to do is to root out waste, to root out fraud, to root out abuse. And there are significant amounts of that in the Social Security Administration. Let me just give you a prime example here.
Sure.
In 2022, the Social Security Administration made roughly $2 billion in fraudulent and other improper payments. Now, you say $2 billion. It's hard to wrap your head around a figure like that. So let me just bring it down to earth. That's enough to pay 90,000 retired workers the average old age benefit of $22,000. It's a significant amount of people that are being cheated out of the money that they've been taxed to pay for Social Security. And so Musk is going in there to fix that. I'll give you another example. This one blows the mind. If you remember back in the Obama administration, there were Obama stimulus checks sent out.
Oh, yeah.
And these were sent to everyone who had a Social Security number, including 72,000 dead people, including 63,000 of them. Their deaths has already been reported to the Social Security Administration. And get this, Rich, this is the best. The checks were sent to 8,000 dead people who were born before the oldest living person in the United States.
Wow. How do you do that? How does that even happen?
I have no idea, but this is the kind of thing that Musk is out to help us with, as Jim Jordan said, to let's have some responsibility here. I mean, there is incredible amount of fraud in our federal government, and we've just grown to tolerate it. And it's really intolerable. They're stealing from all of us.
Yeah. And you know, something, Jim Agresti, that I think is remarkable here, I guess the unspoken common sense factor, which to me is this. This is politics. There's a few things you really can't touch in politics that are kind of third rail, right? You can't really attack children, and you can't attack seniors. Doing so oftentimes is perilous politically. So in knowing that, and this is for anybody, like if Trump were to announce, I believe we must end Social Security, if he did that, I would think that it would backfire, and people that once supported him would immediately not support him. Because there's a healthy amount of people that are on a fixed income that rely on Social Security, and they'll put their politics aside in a heartbeat if they think that their livelihood is now at risk. So, obviously, that's not going to happen. I think every politician on the planet knows you never touch Social Security. It may be unsustainable. It may be a lot of things. But what you don't do is announce that you're going to cut it, right? It would not be politically advantageous. And it makes no sense to me why anyone would think that Trump is actually trying to do that. It would blow up in his face.
And he's been very vocal that he's not going to touch Social Security, which from a strictly financial perspective, I don't think that's smart. I think something needs to be done, or the program is just going to collapse under its own weight. But the point is, he has been very strident about that all the way through. I am not touching a thing. I'm not raising the retirement age. I'm not doing anything. So knowing that this is a political vulnerability for anyone to be accused of touching that third rail, Goldman, he has to know what he's saying is not true. You know, I rarely accuse someone of lying because people make legitimate mistakes all the time. But Goldman knows full well that that's not what DOGE is about and it's not what Trump's doing.
Yeah, I agree with that. And ultimately, this would make no sense. The backlash would be too immense. So I think the Democrats are just grasping at straws, and this is why they keep saying Elon Musk is stealing your identity and he's stealing your Social Security number and he's trying to take your Social Security and he's trying to take your Medicare. Now, I do believe that there's going to be some reform on Medicare. I think in previous conversations you and I have had, we've talked about how Medicare and debt service and the national defense budget are probably the three biggest things in the United States, our total expenses. And with that being said, I think we have to do something with Medicare. But there's, like you said, there's a ton of fraud and waste and abuse in Medicare that can be addressed without actually harming the people that rely on it most.
True. And by the way, Trump has also been vocal about not touching Medicare, too, which, again, I think is not fiscally responsible, but that's the ground he's staked out. So what they're doing when he goes in and tries to help these programs is accusing him of trying to undermine them. No, he's extending their life by rooting out the massive waste that is inherent in them.
Yeah, and you know what, Jim? I think ultimately Trump might likely offer a proposal that might be edgy and might be innovative. That's a replacement for a lot of these systems and a lot of these expenses. But something he's been great at throughout has been earning the public's support for things. Right? He puts it out there and he starts to gain support. He started with build the wall. That didn't work for everybody, right? He paid a big price for that, but ultimately I think it got him elected. And he stuck with it and he ran on it again and it got him elected again. Right? So clearly it may not always be popular, but when he has an idea that's provocative and edgy, he runs with it. So I think if he did have a plan to say, you know, we're going to replace Social Security with this or we're going to revamp it this way, at the right time, he would start promoting this plan to gain public support. And I think if anything he's good at that, is gaining public support, which is why he won with the numbers that he did and gaining the popular vote. Now, I want to pivot to this other topic. You had posed a really good question on your X account. Folks, if you're not following Just Facts, you definitely got to check them out on Twitter, also known as X, @RealJustFacts. And there was a post that I saw where you were positing which families earn the highest cash incomes on average. And I thought it was very interesting, the breakdown. Tell us more.
So, first of all, it's important to realize when I'm talking about cash income, I'm not talking about cash under the table. I'm talking about money that you get paid in terms of salaries or wages, as opposed to, let's say, benefits, like healthcare benefits. That's out of the equation. It's just kind of what you're paid in your paychecks or what you earn through your business. So here's the surprising answer to that. Foreign-born non-citizens have the highest average cash income of every other group in the United States, more than native-born citizens and way more than non-citizens. In other words, the immigrants who come here go through the system properly, wait in line, do the right things to become U.S. citizens, swear the oath of allegiance to the Constitution. These are the wealthiest people on average in our nation. They have an average cash income of $113,000 per household.
Wow.
It's a very significant amount.
And the comparison, just for the audience's benefit, it was multiple choice question, right? So the question was, in the U.S., which of the following types of families has the highest average of cash income? Non-citizens, native-born citizens, or foreign-born citizens? And the answer is foreign-born citizens.
Correct. And that, you might not think that, but it just goes to show you that our immigration system is designed to bring in the right people. It's designed to bring in people who are going to be net contributors to our country. And when people cut the line, cross the border illegally, and do all these things that Biden has been letting them get away with for the last 4 years, these people are generally much poorer. They use much more welfare. They commit more crimes. So the system is designed to let in people who are going to help. And when we just short-circuit it and say, you can cut the line, we're undermining America.
The facts speak for themselves. Jim Agresti, president of Just Facts. Let everybody know where they can get you, how they can keep in touch with all the amazing work you're doing.
Well, thank you for your kind words. So
of course.
You can reach us at justfacts.org. And the best thing to do is just put your email there. We send one email per week. We'll never sell it. We'll never spam you. And we'll keep you abreast of everything new we publish.
Folks, I want to highly recommend Just Facts. It's my opinion that they are the best top-notch think tank outside of Washington, D.C., focused on facts using primary source data. And it's I use it all the time. It's great stuff. And when I'm talking about great, I mean great. You dig in, and you've got multiple sources that you can defend your arguments with for days. So you want to argue with the left, go to Just Facts. JustFacts.com is the website. Jim Agresti, thanks for being with us. I appreciate it, brother. Godspeed.
Same to you, Richie V.
You bet. All right, amigos, we continue. Your calls and more are coming up, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys in this 9 o'clock hour. And I have a question, right? And I might be proven wrong here, but I think I'm right. It's my contention that on Fridays, right, we tend to let our hair down a little bit, and I think people at 9 p.m., 10 p.m., 11 p.m., midnight, they're out, right? They're at dinner, maybe they go to...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
They not like us. They not like us.
Yeah, yeah.
There hasn't been a month that has gone by where Kendrick hasn't just executed something on 10.
He's bigger now than he's ever been. It is a flawless execution that we're watching right now.
Say now, say now.
Hip-hop MVP takes the world's biggest stage. Don't miss Kendrick Lamar at the Apple Music Super Bowl 59 halftime show. Sunday, February 9th on Fox.
Sponsored by the NFL.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
for Valdez. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. It's Rich Valdez keeping you company till, let's see, midnight in most areas, 1 a.m. in other areas. I love that. I'm happy to be on the air with you guys. It's Friday. We're live. We're national. The phone number is 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I do want to hit the phones. I see we have calls from Centerville, Virginia, Fairfax, Virginia, Boise, Idaho, and more that are coming in right now as we speak. Let us go to Leo. Leo's calling from Centerville, Virginia on WMAL. Shout out to our affiliate in D.C. Leo, go right ahead. You're on with Rich Valdez. Welcome.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for coming on to WMAL. I was going to kind of joke or pull your leg. I'm a longtime listener, but I think you've only been on since the start of the new year, and it's been a big improvement for WMAL. So keep up the good work, and thank you for what you do.
Oh, brother, that is very kind of you, and thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. Yeah, on rare occasions, I've had the opportunity to be on the WMAL airwaves when I would fill in for my my mentor, how I got into this business, the great one, Mark Levin. And I would cover his show from time to time over the last 5-6 years, and it was always a pleasure. I loved speaking with the callers on WMAL. Very exciting to talk to people in the nation's capital and all over the country, honestly. So thank you for your kind words. I appreciate it, brother. Godspeed to you. Have a great weekend, and I'm glad you're home listening to the show. Hopefully you'll take the wife out tomorrow. Thanks, Leo. Let's continue. I want to go to Pablo. Pablo is in Fairfax, Virginia. Listening on WMAL as well. Pablo, go for it, my man. You're on with Rich Valdez.
Hey, how you doing, Rich? Pleasure to talk to you. Hey,
likewise.
Listen, you know, we love what you do here. And like the previous caller, you know, WMAL seems to be in the belly of the beast out here. But we're keeping up the fight. I must say, look, the guest, your previous guest that just threw out the statistics of foreign-born citizens that they're right are actually the people that are, you know, doing the best.
Earning the highest cash income, yeah.
And, you know, that's me and my wife. My wife was born in Vietnam, came as a refugee after the war, and I was born in Bolivia, and I came as a refugee as well in the 1980s. So
Wow. That
in itself tells you, and we're doing very well out here in Virginia, and that gives us the pride, and we teach our kids all the time, look, America is the best country in the world. You better love this country and do the best you can to make this country better every day. And, you know, and we love your show, and just, you know, good looking out for us, man.
Bueno, felicidades for you and your wife, Pablo. I think that's fantastic. And you know what? As he said it, I was thinking to myself, most people that I know that were born somewhere else came to the United States, honor and treasure the ability to become a citizen. They do a lot more with the American dream than many of us that were born here, right? I think they oftentimes have something to compare it to, right? Especially Vietnam, right? People from Vietnam, they love America. I know plenty of Vietnamese, and they love America. They're very conservative, and it's because they know the alternative, right? For the Vietnamese, is Pol Pot. For Bolivians like yourself, you know about your neighbors in Venezuela and how difficult things were with Chavez and Los Chavistas. And you see what happens with communists, and you realize, you know what, this is not for me, right? It's so bad for so many people that they're willing to leave their country to go somewhere else. So I thank you for your kind words. I really do. I appreciate it. But really, all my respect to you and to your family and to everybody that's out there working hard. God bless you, Pablo. I appreciate it. Folks, we're coming right back. The rest of your calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly, an emergency alert, a breaking news headline. But within hours, reality sets in. People rush to grocery stores, emptying shelves of everything from bread to canned goods. Lines stretch out the door, tempers flare, and desperation takes hold. And no matter who's in charge these days, you simply can't rely on the government to bail you out. That's why having an emergency food supply on hand is the right move for you and your family. Right now, you can get $50 off a 4-week emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. They're an American company trusted by millions, offering 2,000 calories per day with essential vitamins and minerals to keep you strong during a crisis. This food will be there for you when you need it, since it lasts up to 25 years and can ship out to you next day. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to get $50 off your four-week emergency food kit. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Swish Funding is providing funds for expansion, inventory, increased overhead, even slow cash flow to small businesses all over America with affordable funding as soon as one business day. And we're ready to help with funding from $10,000 to $2 million. If you've been in business for 1 year or more with a monthly income of at least $25,000, you can get the affordable funding you need with no collateral. Go to swishradio.com. That's swishradio.com.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
All right, amigos, welcome back, and to the phones we go. It's the speed round with minutes to go on the clock. John, Germantown, Maryland, WMAL, go right ahead.
Hey, Rich, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was looking through Facebook today, and there was some place that said Chelsea Clinton had gotten $84 million from USAID.
You know, I saw the same thing, and I looked into it. It looked like it was Chelsea Clinton, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. I think that the total was $84 million over several years. But I think the total really for her was more like $17 million that came in by way of USAID directly for her. Either way, it's great to be in business where you get money from the federal government as a donation, quote-unquote, right? Anyway, John in Germantown, WMAL, thank you, brother. Ray in Watertown, Brenda in Albany, stick with me if you can. We're coming back for another action-packed hour. But for those of you that are bidding us adieu, I say to you, take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration is sending more U.S. soldiers to the U.S.-Mexican border. More from correspondent Donna Warder.
The Pentagon is deploying some 1,500 more active duty soldiers to the U.S. southern border. A U.S. official says an order has been approved to send a logistics brigade from the 18th Airborne Corps at Fort Liberty in North Carolina. And about 500 more soldiers from the 10th Mountain Division are expected to begin moving in the coming days. The deployment will bring to about 3,600 the number of active duty troops at the border. Donna Warder, Washington.
And President Trump says U.S. steel will not be sold to a Japanese company. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Standing alongside Japan's prime minister, the president said Nippon Steel would no longer buy U.S. steel as planned.
They'll be looking at an investment rather than a purchase.
No details of the investment were provided. Both President Trump and President Biden opposed the purchase of U.S. steel by a foreign company and vowed to block any merger. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at townhall.com, a federal judge says he will temporarily block the Trump administration from placing 2,200 employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development on paid leave. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols sided with two federal employee associations in agreeing to a pause in plans to put the employees on paid leave as of midnight tonight. Authorities say a small commuter plane that crashed in western Alaska on its way to the hub community of Nome has been located on sea ice, and all 10 on board are dead. Rescuers were searching the aircraft's last known location by helicopter when they spotted the wreckage. A Coast Guard photo shows the plane's splintered body and debris lying on the ice. Now, of course, the investigation is underway. We'll have more on that story for you. You'll find more online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
A new diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
The man is insistent. Our ship is in difficulty, so keep your distance, he instructs another vessel over the radio.
The Associated Press has obtained audio of what military officials say are broadcasts from a Russian spy ship. The ship suffered a fire and drifted uncontrolled off Syria's coast last month, with flames and fumes rising from its smokestack. Here's some of that broadcast.
Okay, I enter my course to harbor. This clear for you.
The NATO nation military officials spoke to AP on condition of anonymity to discuss the incident that Russian military authorities haven't publicly reported yet. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Two killed in eastern Tennessee when severe storms moved through, two tornadoes part of that. Also, people were injured in the area. Severe weather passing through the Deer Lodge and Sunbright areas of Morgan County. You'll find more at townhall.com. A former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says many observers in his country are still puzzled by the lack of support from the previous administration when the country was battling Hamas. With more, here's Bob Agnew.
Dr. Michael Oren says many are asking,
why did the previous administration view this conflict as a crisis to be managed rather than a war to be won?
After all, he tells the Salem Radio Network, Israel was fighting for its very survival against an enemy diametrically opposed to everything both the U.S. and Israel stand for.
Why wouldn't you say to yourself, the goal of this war is not to contain it, not to end it, not to get a ceasefire, but the goal of the war is to win the war?
Oren says he prefers the vision of President Trump.
He said that Israel and the United States together would usher in a new age of peace and security in the Middle East. And I thought that was an extraordinary remark.
Bob Agner reporting.
You'll find more on these stories, breaking news, analysis, and everything you need to stay up to date at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? Rich Valdez, happy to be with you this Friday evening. We're live, we're national. Welcome to the program. Here's the phone number if you want to dial in. I'm happy to chat with you. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ, that is Valdez with an S. And I'm really looking forward to getting into a lot of the topics we're talking about tonight. I want to talk about mental health. We're going to talk about, you know, there's a lot of mental health issues out there, and I love to keep my finger on the pulse of that because I think some of it might be overblown sometimes where, you know, people are just like, oh, I need a mental health day, oh, mental health day, and I think they kind of abuse the system, right? But in reality, I think there's a lot of undiagnosed mental health issues out there, and I want to talk about them, right, and how to deal with them, and we're going to do that in a little bit. But I also want to give you some of the stuff that's going on in America at night, right, some of the stuff that happened today. And some of the big stories, of course, the Japanese Prime Minister coming to visit the United States and speaking with President Trump in a joint appearance. And a couple of things, you know, went down there. Of course, President Trump was speaking with the media and with who else was there? With the Prime Minister, Shigeru Ishiba. Forgive me for my ignorance on the pronunciation of Shigeru Ishiba. But one of the things that they talked about was the cover of Time magazine, which shows Elon Musk sitting behind the Resolute desk. Listen to this.
Did you have a reaction to the new Time magazine cover that has Elon Musk sitting behind your Resolute desk?
タイムマガジンにイーロン・マスクが大統領の机の後ろで座っている写真がありますけども、それに関するコメントは何かありますか？
Is Time magazine still in business? I didn't even know that.
まだタイムマガジンは廃刊じゃないんですか？
Elon is doing a great job. He's finding tremendous fraud and corruption and waste. You see it with the USAID, but you're going to see it even more so with other agencies and other parts of government. He's got a staff that's fantastic.
So there you see the president, again, fully supporting the work that Elon Musk is doing with the DOGE committee. And I think that's a good thing, the Department of Government Efficiency. And he's also got the Secretary of State on this as well, trying to shut down USAID and do everything that needs to be done. Marco Rubio weighing in on this. Listen to this.
I had preferred not to do it this way. When we tried to do it from the top down by getting cooperation from the central office of USAID, what we found instead are people trying to use the system to sneak through payments and push through payments.
Sneaking through payments, cheating the system, right? That's what it's all about. And that's why they've all but shut down USAID and taken the sign right off the building. Listen to this report.
A federal judge ruled temporarily blocking the Trump administration from placing 2,000 USAID employees on paid leave. The judge sided with the workers' associations that argue the president doesn't have the authority to do so. Earlier today, President Trump posted online calling the organization that delivers aid to people around the world corrupt. He's working with Elon Musk to slash its workforce by 98% from 14,000 employees to fewer than 300. And the president says this is just the beginning of a much larger purge.
Elon is doing a great job. He's finding tremendous fraud and corruption and waste. You see it with the USAID, but you're going to see it even more so with other agencies and other parts of government. He's got a staff that's fantastic.
Earlier today, crews started removing the signage from USAID's headquarters in D.C. It's not clear what's next for these employees come Monday.
Uh-huh. So the judge is saying you can't fire them just yet. But they'll come to some resolution on that, because I don't think a judge can really stop the president from firing people that work for the federal government, I guess, unless they're like career professionals, not appointees. But I would suspect that whether it's USAID or elsewhere in the government, they're going to be reassigned. And they're not going to be working where they were working before. That I can pretty much guarantee you, because I know how government works to some degree. And the deep state isn't going to win this fight, not on USAID. It was massively corrupt. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this before, but I didn't get to it. Another plane has crashed, this time in Alaska. Sadly, 10 people are dead. Listen to this.
We brought you that information about a missing plane in Alaska that apparently had 10 passengers on board. The U.S. Coast Guard has located an aircraft matching the description of the missing plane approximately 34 miles southeast of Nome. Three individuals were found inside and reported to be deceased. They say our thoughts are with those affected by this tragic incident.
Yeah, my thoughts and prayers are with them as well. That's horrible. And, I mean, with all of this negative news on air travel, it puts that into a lot of people's minds, right? I'll be doing some air travel soon. Next week, I've got to take a little trip. Planning on being in Nashville, Tennessee for a couple of days, visiting our Cumulus Westwood One family over there, plus my own family. I've got some family out there as well, and I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, I'm not going to lie and say, you know, I'm feeling fine. I'm not that daring. I'm going to get on the plane. But my hope is that it's going to take off and land, the way every other plane I've been on has done. But I've never seen a year where we've had this many mishaps and so many fatalities on planes. So hopefully the deep state will leave my flight alone. I shouldn't have told them where I was going and telegraphed it on the radio. But if I don't make it back, folks, now you know why. It was the deep state for sure trying to get me. Anyway, I want to talk about the fallout, right, when you have these planes crashing and whatnot, and not just because of planes crashing and death and so many other things, but there's a lot of things that I think go into why people become mentally ill, right? And there's a lot of speculation and a lot of reporting on the fact that there's a mental health breakdown and a meltdown in society today, and I believe that. And that's actually the title of a book, Mental Health Meltdown, by Arlene Bridges Samuels. And we're expecting to catch up with her. We're scheduled to catch up with her in a little bit to talk about it. But bipolar disorder and other mental illnesses are, in fact, a very real thing. And I want to talk about that because oftentimes people don't they hear from mental health experts, but they don't hear from people that have had to deal with it as a part of their everyday life, you know, dealing with it with a family member, dealing with it otherwise. So I definitely want to get into that, and I'm hoping that you'll enjoy that conversation and glean from it a lot of what you may not have otherwise learned. We like to talk about everything that's important in America at night, and I think mental health is just as important as absolutely everything else that we discuss, as well as dating and what Valentine's gifts you should not buy, right? That's coming up in the next hour, so keep it locked right here. And plus, I want to do a lot of interaction with you guys, we the people, so I'm hoping you'll call in and talk about, you know, maybe telling me about what your worst Valentine's gift was, but we'll do that in a little bit. For now, I want to stick with the mental health stuff and all the other news of the day. So here's the number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every...
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Mr. Call Screener, who is a budding radio star, by the way, Richie Valdez is terrific.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engine down out of the cockpit.
Legislators consider the 2023 arrest of Joseph Emerson a cautionary tale. During a flight from Payne Field to San Francisco, the off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot was accused of trying to shut down the plane's engines and attempted to open an emergency door mid-flight. After his arrest, Emerson said he had been struggling with depression and had self-medicated with illegal mushrooms 2 days before the flight.
As he has been public about his story, really has shed light on the fact that this is not just one person, but he's sort of the tip of the iceberg.
Pilots do not currently qualify for the state's paid family medical leave program, but State Senator Mark Elias wants to change that. Under his bill, pilots, like most workers, would qualify for up to 12 weeks of paid time off for medical care, including mental health services. In Olympia, Drew Mickelson, King 5 News.
Now, this is not related to the Alaska flight that just went down. This is a file report of someone that was a pilot of a different Alaska airline and did all of these things because he was suffering from unipolar depression. And just like people suffer from unipolar depression, there are people suffering from bipolar depression or bipolar disorder, as it's more commonly known. And it affects a lot of people. You know, 2.5%, a little more than 2.5% of our population. And this obviously affects their lives, their families' lives, their work lives. And I want to get a bird's eye view of that, because oftentimes, like I said, we get the doctors on and they tell us what to look for and maybe how to cope, but you don't hear about the actual people going through it. And I think that's equally as important, if not more so. Arlene Bridges Samuels is a writer, and she's a featured columnist on CBN in Israel, and she's got a book called The Mental Health Meltdown. Arlene Bridges Samuels, welcome.
Rich, it is a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
Thank you. Likewise, it's a blessing. Now, I want to hear a little bit. I always like to ask people why they wrote the book, because oftentimes I think writing a book is a pretty serious undertaking for most people, and there's usually a big why behind it. What's your why?
My why goes like this, Rich. My husband, during COVID, wrote his memoir, Bipolar Missionary, and then in the fall of 2023, he came to me and said, Arlene, I believe the Lord might be compelling me to write another book, but to feature others and their stories and their mental illness struggles. And that is how we began, and we've always been a team, Rich. And we wrote our book because Paul himself, my husband, has bipolar, and I'm what the mental health community would call his support person. And we've been married for 49 years. We have been a great team, but we have been through many crises with his mental illness. And so we decided that we would take our lives, our pain, our joys, our struggles, and co-author our book to help others hold on to hope.
Arlene, tell everybody that's listening, when you guys learned about Paul's diagnosis, what was that like and when did it happen?
Rich, it is a fascinating story, and I won't be able to offer every detail about it. But Paul and I both had known that he had some problems, and he had gone to counselors. He had put himself in a Christian hospital for a month, and he was never diagnosed with bipolar, but he gained a lot of help, you know, as far as emotional issues, but with no diagnosis. So then all of this went on for some years, and in those times, Rich, the Lord really was so kind to us. He was on the staff of World Vision. We were on the mission field with Mercy Ships. The Lord just allowed us to follow him into a lot of different, very meaningful contexts. But still, we both knew there were some pretty serious problems there. He was finally diagnosed at 55. After many years, and he had had a bipolar episode, and he was ordered by a judge to go to a psychiatrist. And Rich, we write in our book that this was one of the best days of our lives, because when the psychiatrist gave the diagnosis, it's like, Rich, it's like a neon light went on for both of us. Like, this is what it's all about. This explains so many of our personal crises and struggles. And so, you know, it's really all about hope in so many ways. It's about hope. It's about endurance. It's about struggles. And that's kind of the background of how all of this came about.
So here you guys are both serving in ministry, and you realize that there are some challenges that you believe are likely mental health or emotional health related, and you tried to seek help. He went to counselors, and ultimately to no avail until something more serious happens. And, you know, without the details, what exactly did this ultimate episode look like?
Rich, a lot of times mental illness, because of the pain of it, people can develop various kinds of addictions. It can be a wide range of addictions. It can be drug usage. It can be alcohol. It can be drugs. It can be sexual addiction. It can be any kind of addiction. Because these are escape hatches. People with mental illnesses, they are looking for an escape hatch. And even among believers, and my husband, I'm a Gentile, and my husband is a Jewish believer, grew up in the South Bronx, and you can tell by my accent I'm from the South. And
the South, not the South Bronx.
Exactly. Well, he was the South Bronx and discovered the South. Which
right. No, I met you. Yeah.
Me. Yes.
Right.
But anyway, Paul had a particular addiction that led into an episode and landed him in front of a judge. And the judge said, I really don't see a thing really serious in terms of harmful or this sort of thing, but you need to go to a psychiatrist. That is your sentence, so to speak.
Right.
And Rich, it was one of those surprises that you really don't appreciate, but that God takes it and turns it into something else that is a tremendous benefit. And so, that was the beginning of an enormous turnaround in our lives, even though we had led and enjoyed so many wonderful professions.
Folks, we're on with Arlene Samuels, and Arlene Bridges Samuels. She's the author of Mental Health Meltdown. Check out the website, thementalhealthmeltdown.com. And we're going to come back and continue our conversation with her. But, you know, Arlene, part of what you were just saying was sort of reminiscent to me when I was, I don't know, maybe 32, 31 years old. I was having a lot of trouble in my marriage and, you know, lots of forgetfulness, all sorts of weird stuff that, you know, like I'm going to the store to buy something and I'd come back without the something I said I was going to buy. And I'd come back with a bunch of other stuff. And ultimately, I found my way to get an evaluation for ADHD. And I found out that I had ADHD. And it, just like you said, one of the best days of my life, it was one of the best days of my life. I was like, oh, I'm not broken, even though I might have been broken. But I wasn't broken. I was like, I know what's going on now. And it made all the sense in the world. And there was such a sense of relief that went along with it. So I kind of relate on that front. Folks, we're coming right back with Arlene Bridges Samuels and talking about her journey with her husband through bipolar disorder, recovery, and coping. Mental Health Meltdown is the book. Keep it locked right here. Arlene Bridges Samuels coming right back with me, Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for? We can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro-arts businesses.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
One Financial Group.
Thanks for what you do. You have so many people. You ask the questions that if a viewer had a microphone, they would ask that question, and you seem to always ask it right at the right time. So God bless you, my friend.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company till midnight, 1 a.m. in some areas. Happy to be here with you live and national this Friday evening, 833-482-5337-8334-VALDEZ. And I want to return to our conversation with Arlene Bridges Samuels. She is an author. She's a featured weekly columnist for the Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN, in Israel. And she has a book. The book is called The Mental Health Meltdown, and it chronicles her journey with her husband, Paul, his diagnosis at the age of 55 with bipolar disorder, how medication has impacted them, and how learning about this illness was the best day of their lives. Arlene, welcome back. Let's continue going down that road, because I think a lot of people that are listening are really tuned in right now, because they're like, man, if you could live till 55 without getting diagnosed, I wonder, you know, what it looks like and how much better does it get after that?
Yes. No, that's a very, very good question, Rich, because, you know, so many people, you know, the CDC has said that Americans are having a catastrophic mental health challenges. And so it seems to be everywhere surrounding many of us. But it is, sometimes it's quite a journey to get the right diagnosis. And so, you know, part of our story is that God gave me a promise for wholeness in our marriage and the ability to endure, you know, until we got answers, which we did, which I just described. But it is a long journey. It can be complicated, but it's so necessary for people to press in. And like Paul, even though he did not get a diagnosis for quite a while, but part of it, Rich, nowadays, mental illnesses are more discussed. There are more books. There are more counselors. But when Paul was seeking, you know, some sort of answer, for his mental illness, this was back in the 80s, you know, early 80s, even into the 90s. So things are different today, and because of that, I would certainly encourage all of your listeners to pursue trusted people, trusted areas, trusted groups to get a diagnosis, because it's not just bipolar, Rich. It's people dealing with PTSD. In our book, we have a whole range of contributors. You know, a soldier with PTSD, a Gen X guy, you know, he said he thinks his began in childhood. You know, a wife whose husband had a terrible mental health episode and had to be hospitalized. But there are many stories in there that people, the readers, are identifying with them. And it's in chapter one, and that's become one of our most popular chapters. You know, one guy's story says, bipolar is not who you are. You know, and another contributor said, bipolar is a no-casserole illness, because she was told to go home and pray while the person next to her was told about their leukemia, we're going to get a meal train going for you. Mm. So there's a lot that, you know, I think one reason that Paul and I included a chapter from a pastor who gave a phenomenal sermon in his congregation to tell them, you know, we need to offer the same compassion to the mentally ill as someone with a physical disability. Stigmas and shame must be erased. And he reminded the congregation that, yes, Christians do have mental illnesses. Read the Psalms of King David. You know, if you really think about it, Rich, he had depression. He was fearful. He agonized. But yet God transformed him into a man after his own heart. So there's a lot of hope there. And that's why Paul and I are so committed to sharing our story, so that others feel more of a motivation, you know, like, wow, you know, they held on, they made it with God's help. And so that's how I would speak into that part, that question.
Outstanding. Folks, just to remind you, we are having a conversation with Arlene Bridges Samuels from the book Mental Health Meltdown. You might have seen her work on the Christian Broadcasting Network, Israel. And Arlene, I want you to tell us a little bit about how you deal with the stigma that goes around having mental illness, whatever it might be, whether it's bipolar or any other mental illness. I think oftentimes people, you know, associate that with something that is not very positive, and you know, almost like you choose it, right? Something bad that you did, as opposed to something that you have to deal with in life. How do you deal with that?
You know, Rich, it's really different for each person that has some sort of mental health issue. Now, for Paul, he had a lot of shame before his diagnosis. And so once he got his diagnosis, as you were mentioning, mm-hmm. it was like, oh, this is what it's all about. And yeah. then he could take steps to manage it. And that's what it's all about for him. But there is still such a stigma there that people are hesitant because of some of the media, you know, that seems to blow this sort of thing way out of proportion, you know, and take the dramatic things that have happened with people who are dealing with mental illnesses and really overlooking the brave people who are doing everything they know to do. They've found someone they can trust, or their family is walking beside them as a support person, and they are putting themselves into a group. Now, Paul is a very outgoing guy. I mean, he is just, he loves to talk to people. And he's very open about his bipolar. And when he speaks about it, he's got a smile on his face. He said, I am so glad that I found out what I have. But others are a lot more private. They have different personalities. So you need to keep exploring your own way based on who you are and your faith. We have a lot of people in the book, Rich, that are all of different faiths. We have Christians, Muslims. I think a couple of people have no faith, but they're all gathering and being brave in our book anonymously and with their name to say, here's what I've gone through. And some of it's very sorrowful, some of it's joyful, and some of it's just downright successful because they kept going on and holding on to hope as hard as they could.
Outstanding. I want you to tell everyone how they get a copy of the book or two copies, one for themselves, one to give away, and how do they keep in touch with you to keep up with all the work you're doing?
Well, we certainly have our book, Mental Health Meltdown, is on Amazon. We have what's called a landing page, thementalhealthmeltdown.com. So certainly, you know, one of those sources. And, Rich, I want to add one more thing.
Of course.
I am hoping that some wonderful person in the Trump administration hears my new acronym, and it is this. Make America's mental health great again, because hope is rising in our country. And, you know, maybe JFK, if he, you know, Junior, or not JFK, but RFK. Robert,
yeah.
I was alive, you know, when, you know, during JFK's time. But yes, RFK, you know, that he would work very hard to make America's mental health great again.
Sounds good to me. I love it. And I'm grateful for the book that you've put out and the work that you're doing. My best to you and to Paul. Godspeed to you both. Folks, Arlene Bridges Samuels. Check out our website as well, arlenebridgessamuels.com. The book is The Mental Health Meltdown. Book website, thementalhealthmeltdown.com. Arlene, you are a gentlewoman, a scholar, and a patriot. I'm grateful to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. This has been just wonderful. I just so appreciate it.
Likewise. Godspeed. And amigos, your calls on this and everything else we're discussing, straight ahead, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone. And even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. As someone who's dedicated my life to protecting people, I know the importance of guarding what matters most. Right now, with global instability and the dollar's declining value, that means securing your financial assets with gold. For me, I trust Advantage Gold with my own investments. Give them a call at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. Again, call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Looking for the freshest top shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Would be found in the truth of what God has for you and what He feels about you, what He's created you to be. That's the ultimate hope. But in terms of medical care and what we provide for hope, I would challenge some other books to give a different perspective from those who've been hurt in the mental health industry as well. So although many get hope from a diagnosis, others are crushed under the weight of it and the medications that then follow.
Are you saying like the side effects related to the medications or the lack of effectiveness of them, or what's the angle on the medication?
So for a lot of people, that's the first line of help. So.
Right.
Rather than, so I also have a degree in social work, and I started there. My desire is to help people, help veterans. My parents were both veterans who suffered through the mental health system of the VA, and the medications at that time that varied, but the effects of those medications were far worse than the experience that they had. Subsequent to that, very close friends of mine.
You're saying like the cure being worse than the disease.
Yes, is put on medication. And I treated children in residential care as well, all with multiple psychiatric diagnoses. So these are kids ages 6 to 18 with these very heavy diagnoses. So it's almost like the debate of children with gender identity and jumping to a diagnosis with medication and medical methods to treat it.
So what's your bottom line here? Do you think that there's a better way to do things, a better way to treat bipolar other than medication, or a better medication?
I would say it should be the last line of defense instead of the first. And if you read books by Peter Bregan, that was what really opened my eyes to an alternative.
What would you say the first line of defense is?
The first line of defense is to consider, is this a normal human response to circumstances that you're experiencing that can be alleviated? That would be number one. Oftentimes, that is where you start. Like, yes, you're depressed because something terrible happened to you.
Right.
She talked about
post-traumatic. A parent died and you feel depressed. That makes sense.
Yes, and I'm telling you, in a hospital setting, I've seen so many people diagnosed in that acute environment and put on psychiatric medications that then they can't get off of.
Bethany, and that kind of raises the point that I feel the incoming Secretary of Health and Human Services, Bobby Kennedy Jr., he often talks about this over-medication, the big pharma effect on healthcare. And it doesn't surprise me, right? It doesn't surprise me. I agree with you. We should do what we need to do when we need to do it, but probably not before, right? You know, we probably shouldn't medicate people until it's absolutely required that they be medicated, and only for as long as they need to be medicated. So I agree with you on that. I think that makes a lot of sense. And thank you for the work you do and for calling in. Bethany in Colchester, Connecticut, WJJF. I appreciate it. Let us continue. We're going to go to Brenda. Brenda's in Albany, New York on WGDJ. Brenda, go right ahead.
Hi. I'm excited to be here.
I love
your show. I just wanted to make a quick comment about the person who said El Trumpito is not not a good
yes.
nickname.
Go right
Love
ahead.
It. El Trumpito Donaldus Magnumus, exude the gravity of his air and greatness. It's perfect.
Oh, thank you.
So I'll just say that.
I love that.
I also wanted to say, regarding the immigration issue, we all moved to the USA, all have the American dream. We do it the right way. You know, it's unfair that those who manage to cross and climb the walls, make it in, get Obama phones, and at the same time get Visa or MasterCards with $4,000, and yet us who do it the right way, we don't get it. You know, as an example, I did it the right way. It was 2.5 years, and then someone at the Department of Homeland at the border decides to get it wrong or not tell me, right? Because they have an amount of information that they can tell us, and they
right.
don't tell me. And because I'm Canadian.
Okay.
So I end up having my child removed from my application, and then I have to pay again for my child to be on the application and get posted the right way, right? We take the time and we spend the money to do it the right way. And I'm an immigrant also in Canada, so I understand the immigration process and wanting to have a better life for yourself and your children and mm-hmm. your family. So I'm not against immigrants. I'm not against, people trying to live the, Western world dream. Not at all. But we all have to do it the right way because at the
right.
end of
doing
the day,
it the right way is key. I think you hit the nail on the head. You have to do it the right way. And it's a complicated process. And I think something that El Trumpito needs to focus on is reforming the system to make it a little bit simpler. And I think he will, because he keeps talking about doing it merit-based and making sure you bring in the right people. And judging by your accent, being an immigrant in America and Canada, I can only guess you come from one of the islands not far from where my family comes from, in Puerto Rico. I don't know if I'm right or wrong on that, but I hope to speak with you again, Brenda. I appreciate the call. Godspeed to you. Albany, New York, WGDJ. Folks are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly, an emergency alert, a breaking news headline. But within hours, reality sets in. People rush to grocery stores, emptying shelves of everything from bread to canned goods. Lines stretch out the door, tempers flare, and desperation takes hold. And no matter who's in charge these days, you simply can't rely on the government to bail you out. That's why having an emergency food supply on hand is the right move for you and your family. Right now, you can get $50 off a 4-week emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. They're an American company trusted by millions, offering 2,000 calories per day with essential vitamins and minerals to keep you strong during a crisis. This food will be there for you when you need it, since it lasts up to 25 years and can ship out to you next day. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to get $50 off your 4-week emergency food kit. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
All right, amigos, welcome back to my favorite late night program. Me, Rich Valdez, and our phone number 833-4-VALDEZ. We've got lots of calls. I think the entire phone bank is jam-packed, so we will continue open phones across America. Of course, we do have to stop to pay some bills, but I am looking forward to speaking with people. Let me see. Let me just give you an idea. Wichita, Kansas, KQAM. Montreal, Canada, WVMT. Roche, Missouri, KRMS. Juliet, Illinois, WLS, Saratoga, New York, WGDJ, Naperville, Illinois, WLS, Alliance, Ohio, WNIR, and that's just a sampling. Fargo, North Dakota, so many more to come, WDAY. So keep it locked here, folks. We're coming back with your calls and so much more. For those of you that can't stick around, hasta la próxima. Take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Another judge is blocking another new initiative by the Trump administration. We have more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. is temporarily halting the Trump administration from placing 2,200 employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development on paid leave. Two federal employee associations argue that the president lacks the authority for his swift dismantling of a six-decade-old aid agency. The president and advisor Elon Musk have demonized USAID and its employees and have plans to effectively shut down the agency. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A freshman Republican senator says he's pleased with the progress Republicans have made in confirming President Trump's cabinet nominees thus far. Bob Agnew has more on the story.
Senator Dave McCormick says, so far, so good.
It feels like we got really good momentum.
Despite the fact Democrats are pulling out all the stops to slow things down.
They're trying to obstruct, but because we have the majority, we're moving forward.
In fact, the Senate has already confirmed 13 Trump cabinet nominees,
which exceeds anything in past administrations for decades.
Next week, two high-profile nominations will dominate the debate and the headlines. Kash Patel for director of the FBI and Tulsi Gabbard for director of national intelligence. Bob Hagner reporting.
Also at townhall.com, President Trump is revoking former President Biden's security clearance. Trump is quoted as saying there is no need for Biden to continue to receive access to classified information and said it would be revoked immediately. Trump said his predecessor set the precedent in 2021 when he instructed the intelligence community to stop the 45th president from accessing details about national security. That's a courtesy provided by and to former presidents, as history goes and tells us. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean?
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Former Senator Jim Talent says the U.S. is frustrated at the lack of action by the United Nations in quelling what could become another African genocide, this time in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
I'm sure that the United States would be willing to participate in some international efforts. We're not going to put our troops in harm's way, but we'd participate in international efforts to try and stop this sort of thing. But there are no international efforts because they're not doing their jobs.
The former senator now serves as chairman of the National Leadership Council at the Ronald Reagan Institute. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. U.S. employers added just 143,000 jobs last month, but the jobless rate fell to 4% to start 2025. The first monthly jobs report of Trump's second presidency suggested he's inherited a solid but unspectacular U.S. labor market. January job creation down from the 261,000 added in November. More at townhall.com. Wall Street slumped, says worries worsen about inflation and tariffs as well. All three markets suffered significant losses yesterday. You'll have more on this from correspondent Seth Sutel, who always reports from New York City.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as worries flared up again about tariffs and inflation. The S&P 500 fell 0.9% Friday. That erased what had been a modest gain for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 444 points. That's about 1%. Losses for big tech stocks like Amazon dragged the NASDAQ Composite down 1.4%. Trends rose in the bond market. That came after a report from the University of Michigan showed that expectations for inflation jumped to their highest level since 2023. President Donald Trump also said another announcement on tariffs is likely early next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
You'll find more on these stories, plus full analysis and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
That never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Your liberty-loving Latino amigo, happy to be here with you this Friday night. We're live, we're national, and here's the phone number if you want to join. Open phones across America, call in on any topic and give us your thoughts. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to give you a rundown of what I've been tracking this evening. You've got the Japanese Prime Minister pulling up to the White House, hanging out with El Trompito Donaldus Magnus, the 45th and 47th President of the United States, El Presidente, and making a lot of remarks on a number of things. One of the things that they talked about was firing some corrupt FBI agents, as well as DOGE looking at the Department of Education and the military and a number of things. And spending is one of those things, you know, when you talk about DOGE, you're talking about spending, right? Being efficient with our expenses. And in addition to Trump and the Prime Minister, Shigeru Ishiba, being at the joint press conference today in the White House, you also have members of the United States Congress that are weighing in on this, and Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, he had some interesting comments to share with respect to spending, and I think he's spot on. Listen to this.
I was paying especially close attention to what the president had to say about reviewing spending. I think it would be fair to say that President Trump is dug in like a tick. He's going to continue. He ran on this issue. He said, if you elect me president, I'm going to review the spending. Now, I don't know how you review the spending without reviewing the spending. No fair-minded person can doubt that the president of the United States has the authority to review the spending in the executive branch. He's delegated that authority to Elon Musk. A lot of my Democratic colleagues and most of the members of the tofu crowd are very upset. They're screaming like Musk stole their dog or something. But one thing they're not talking about is what Mr. Musk is finding. I mean, just at the USAID, he found hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars worth of spending porn.
Spending porn is what he says. In some other news, President Trump has also announced that he is suspending or revoking President Biden's security clearance in a long post on Truth Social, ultimately indicating, Biden, you're fired, which I thought was funny. So anyway, I want to get your thoughts on some of that stuff. Let's go to Carla in Alliance, Ohio, WNIR. Carla, welcome. You're on with Rich Valdez.
Hi, Rich Valdez. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure. Thank you.
So I'm very new to politics, but my question is, I really don't understand, you know, like where you're saying that Biden got his security clearance taken away. So if you could explain that to me, that would be great.
Sure. Well, typically when you are president of the United States, while you don't hold the office anymore, you hold a lot of the privilege, right? You continue to get the president's daily security briefings as a former president, because as a former president, you bring a lot to the table, right? Whether you from any party or, you know, Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter. You have that privilege. Now, with Biden, I think he's the only president that's ever had to pardon his own son and pardon members of his family that weren't even charged with a crime, as well as members of the government. Members of the January 6th committee were pardoned. Liz Cheney was pardoned. Dr. Fauci was pardoned. These people were not charged with any crimes. And the idea that Biden was peddling was, well, you know, we think Trump's going to go after them. Well, if Trump goes after them and finds that there is a crime, then let them be charged with their crime and they deal with it. Well, he figured, let me circumvent all of that and go ahead and pardon these people. So to me, you know, you're not looking for pardons unless you think you're guilty. And I think that's a big indication of one of the reasons why we definitely don't want Biden to have access to secure information. And I'd say the biggest one was, I remember a beautiful debate that Trump had with Biden where Biden said something. It was really just hard to follow, very hard to track. And it was really like a rambling type of thing. And Trump, in all, I would say, in honesty and in compassion, responded, I have no idea what he said. I don't think he even knows what he said. And I think all of America agreed in that moment. And Biden's mental capacity was definitely in question on many occasions. And somebody that's not in that situation, I think, really, again, has no business having security clearance as a former president. So I think Trump really had to do this here. I don't think it was a question of retribution or his opinion. I think he felt that in the best interest of national security, I'm going to take it away. And I think politics isn't part of it here. If it was, then he would take away Obama's as well. And he didn't do that. So that's kind of where I land on that one. Carla, thank you for listening to the show. And I hope you're enjoying the program, the late night national town hall conversation that we're having here. Shout out to everybody in Ohio, WNIR. Let us continue. I want to go to, let me see, where do we go? Mark, Fargo, North Dakota, WDAY. Go right ahead.
Hi, Rich. First time caller. And I've always wanted to give a shout out to a guy who's a regular caller, and I affectionately call him the Gila in Manila.
I love that, the Gila in Manila. Gil from the Philippines. Oh, he's a great guy. We love that. You know, Gil, just not to steal your thunder here, but Gil has been calling this show since the days of Larry King. So through Larry King's time on this program, Jim Bohannon's time on this program, and sticking with me, I love the guy. I think he's terrific. Mark, what's on your mind, brother?
Well, the question I wanted to ask, it's the country of Guatemala that wants to take in our deported criminals, right?
Well, El Salvador.
Oh, El Salvador. Okay. It sounds a little fishy to me. Why would anybody want to take in our deported criminals? Do you think they have some kind of nefarious reason, or what's in
it
for them?
No, I think here's what I think. We had Victor Avila, who's a former ICE supervisory special agent, on the show two nights ago. If you haven't heard that interview, you should. He explains it really well, and you could get the replay of it at richvaldez.com for free. But part of what he talked about was, of course, there's a fee associated, just like, you know, any other deal you would make. But that's not really the reason. I think the real reason is they had a huge crime problem with a gang called MS-13, Mala Salvatrucha 13. And the MS-13 gang was very, very violent. And what they've done is they've basically used the military in El Salvador to imprison many of these gang members. And these are the most brutal gangs in the world. And they go now to the most brutal prison in the world. And it's brutal. So it's the kind of place that you really want to avoid at all costs. So if Trump, you know, were to enact, even just rhetoric saying, hey, look, we're trying to discourage illegal aliens or anyone from, you know, violating the law. And FYI, we're running out of space in the United
States. Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Then, of course you're going to run out of money. And I think that's exactly the problem. I was talking to my brother earlier today, and he was saying, you know, more Americans need to know about this DOGE stuff because it gets them angry. And when they get angry, they start paying attention. And people need to pay attention because the government, you know, the idea of a government of, for, and by the people, for many it's foreign. But for people like me that are, you know, constitutional purists, I think it's a requirement, right? It's a prerequisite to what we do. So I'm with you, Janet. We need to find out where this money went, make sure it doesn't happen again, and move forward in a better direction. Janet, in Roche, Missouri, KRMS. Thank you for your call, darling. I appreciate it. And, folks, we're going to pause right here, come right back, have some additional conversation. We've got calls from Idaho, Arkansas, Kansas, Canada, the Netherlands, New York City, Illinois, and more. We're going to get to all of your calls and some conversation on what Valentine's gifts you shouldn't be buying. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's AudionHearing.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone. And even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
This is America. This is Night. This is Rich Valdez.
56% of Americans plan to celebrate Valentine's Day, according to the National Retail Federation. They predict spending totals in 2025 will reach $27.5 billion. That's up about 6% compared to last year's spending total of $25.8 billion. Data from the National Retail Federation shows more people plan to participate in the holiday this year compared to last. The NRF expects shoppers will spend an average of at least $190. Data shows men are more likely to celebrate the holiday this year, with more than half of men surveyed saying they're going to participate in festivities. For what gifts consumers plan to give, the top five are candy, flowers, cards, an evening out, and jewelry. NRF says consumers continue to prioritize giving gifts to those closest to their hearts, predicting that 32% of consumers plan to purchase a gift for friends, and around 30% of shoppers say they plan on buying something for their pet. NRF says online shopping remains the top way consumers plan to buy their gifts. Reporting in Charleston, Jenna Jerezo, Live 5 News.
That's a report from WCSC, Charleston, South Carolina. And we're talking about spending, right? Spending, 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 including what people are going to be spending on Valentine's, which is just a few short days away next week. And I even heard one report about people spending on foods that you can name after an ex of yours that you may not be very favorable of. And you can feed it to animals at like a zoo, which is kind of crazy. But I want to talk about what people are going to buy gifts on, because I think buying jewelry is great. You know, I'm in the jewelry business, so I think that's fantastic. But I would love to see, you know, what people should not be spending money on. And to talk about that, I want to talk to Jennifer Stiers. She is a dating and relationship coach. She's the founder and CEO of Love Gen and the CEO of the Lovability app. She even has her own very popular podcast called The Lovability Show with Jennifer Stiers. Jen Stiers, welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be back. And you've been on my show before, so you're a great friend of the show.
Yes, yeah. I love your show. It's a fantastic show. Can't wait to be back on it. And I want to talk about this because I thought this was an amazing topic to discuss, right? Gifts that you should not buy. What is at the top of this list?
Well, there's lots on the list. Honestly, anything that is going to offend them. It is going to offend somebody else.
Like a girdle? Don't buy them a girdle.
That, yeah, spanks, don't do that. But yeah, things like, you know, vacuum cleaners, we'll get into some of the self-serving gifts like lingerie, but, vacuum cleaners, weight loss, you know, things like, you know, a year's worth of Ozempic or, you know, I mean, I know it's crazy, but a gym membership, this is the one time not to buy somebody a gym membership, right?
Got it. So, all right, yeah, because that could send the wrong message. And I could see how that could really blow up in one's face. Now, in addition to those things, and, in Spanish we call them electrodomésticos, right? You know, those great products like vacuum cleaners and blenders and things like that. But so if we're not buying gym memberships and lingerie, and I would have thought lingerie would have been a good one because I think a lot of
moms, is for you.
Yeah, it is. All right. But I'm saying even women, I think women enjoy, you know, feeling pretty and whatnot, but maybe feel like, I don't want to spend on that. That would have been my thinking. I guess I would have been wrong on that. But what else, if those are the ones topping the list, what's next?
You know, really, it's just I would say stay away from anything. Like you just said it, you're a guy. You just said lingerie, right? Anything that would serve you. Right? Something that would be something that would be a gift to you too. So you just want to make sure. I think the key is when we're talking about what not to get, I'm always so focused on what to get. And it's always trying to focus on who that person is. You know, here we have the same canned, like flowers, candy, you know, a card, whatever. Jewelry is great if you're in a long-term relationship. Don't do that up front if you just started dating somebody.
Sure.
But you just want to be really careful. Even lingerie, like you talked about lingerie. That's something.
Yeah, you don't want to do that on a second date for sure.
Women.
Right. Jen Stiers, stick with me. We're coming right back. The music means we got to pause right here. And we're coming back to your calls. We've got a bunch of amazing calls we're going to get to momentarily. We're going to wrap up with Jen Stiers on the other side of this. Folks, it's Rich Valdez keeping you company all night long till midnight, 1 a.m. Eastern time. Our guest is Jen Stiers. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery's annual groundhog sale through the 8th. Gold Leaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias and buds.
bud. Smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant. Roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses. All fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this groundhog sale. 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. It's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
This year, Love Bites, the second year running fun event hosted by the St. Louis Aquarium, gives those the opportunity to get a little vengeance on someone in your life.
You can name a piece of food after your not so special someone and then watch an animal enjoy that piece of food.
The amount of food you wish to donate to the animals can go as little or as big as you want.
You choose what level donation you'd like to give. It's anywhere from $10 to $25. And that buys you a different kind of feeder animal. So anything from a vegetable to a super worm to a cricket, you put in the first name of the person that you would like to name that food for, and then we will send you a video in the next few days of that food being consumed by one of our animals.
So that is a report from Haley Fitzpatrick, Fox 2 St. Louis, where, yes, if you don't like your ex and you want to name a piece of food after them, they'll name a piece of food after it, and they will feed it to one of the animals at the aquarium. That's funny, right? Funny, interesting. I want to get into this and finish our conversation with Jennifer Stiers. She's a dating and relationship coach, the host of the Lovability Show with Jennifer Stiers. And Jen Stiers, when we started this conversation, we were talking about what people shouldn't buy. Is this something people should buy, a piece of meat that we could feed to a shark?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. They're doing these programs at the animal shelters. It's Neuter Your Ex, and it's the same thing. You can name a stray animal after your ex, and they'll send you the picture and stuff after. It's quite amusing. So, rule of thumb, because this is a big question. I mean, regardless of the funny things that go on, it's a big question. And you know, at the end of the day, we want to be thoughtful. I think the other thing besides the vacuum cleaners and the generic, you know, things, the offensive gifts, you know, the things like gift cards or money, like, it's not thoughtful. And thoughtful is the way to go.
Now, what about thoughtful? Like, here's a gift card to go get Botox. That's a trip to the doghouse too, right?
Botox, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that would not be. But on the flip side, Lisa, let's go to the flip side. A spa day with your girlfriend or boyfriend would be great. You know, get a couple's massage. You do it together, right? So
okay. That's a good tip.
That's a good thing. Guys are always harder to shop for. So I can definitely tell you, ladies, that men are harder to shop for. Always.
Yeah, I'm very hard to shop for. A gift card or cash would, I'd hate it.
See? Would you?
No, I would love it. I would love it because I get whatever I want. But I could be picky and be like, you know, you couldn't put any thought into it. How dare you? But I'd get over it once I bought whatever I wanted to buy.
So that's why we've got to be thoughtful about it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the little, you know, writing on the bathroom mirror, the love notes, putting love notes in their car, or just little I love yous in places. I mean, just get creative. I've heard so many cool stories over the years on how people do this. But if nothing else, you get a card and you acknowledge the holiday. I mean, you have to. You have to. Even if you guys don't celebrate it, acknowledge it. My dad used to give us chocolate every year. I don't even like chocolate, but he always came home with flowers and chocolates for my mom and chocolates for me and my sister, which is so sweet.
Yes, very sweet. And, you know, it's funny. You would be part of the 22% of people in the survey that we saw here that don't like heart-shaped boxes of chocolate.
It's only 22%.
Yeah, only 22%. Yeah, actually, all of these things, I'm going to read a couple to you. Furry handcuffs, 34% do not like this. 34% say that's one of the most hated gifts. Flowers, 28% don't like flowers. Now, you're a girl. I tend to give flowers. I think flowers are always a hit, in my opinion. What are your thoughts? Flowers, yes, no, maybe so?
Flowers are lovely. They are. You have to know what flowers she likes. And, you know, you have to also know if they have pets, what flowers to avoid, because I've had the most beautiful arrangements, Rich, that I've gotten from guys, like really expensive. And I had to, like, put it in a closet or a bathtub or shower because I couldn't have them out because my cat would eat them. So you just got to be really, I know that sounds crazy, but you have to be thoughtful. So, you know, just make sure you know what they like. Again, think of love languages. If their love language is quality time, spend time with them. If their love language is gifts, give them gifts. You know, if it's, you know, affirmation, then leave the little love notes and, you know, make sure you write stuff, you know, little love notes to them and say things to them that day. That's the key is giving in the way that people receive love. It's important.
Outstanding. Jen Stiers, thanks for being with us and bringing us up to speed. I hope to have you back again really soon to talk about relationships, dating, and everything else that I'm really bad at. Thank you. You're the best. All right, amigos, we continue now. We go back to the phones. I want to go to, where do we go here? Hold on, where do we leave off? We got a lot of action here tonight, and I can't wait to speak with everybody. Let's go to Paul, Boise, Idaho, KBOI. Paul, go for it.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First thing I wanted to mention is I got a good nickname, I think. Eltron Pivo will enjoy it. It's Trump's new bulldozer.
Dozier, the bulldozer. That's funny. Dozier, I get it. Yeah, because they're taking a wrecking ball to federal spending.
Yeah, the poor Dems, I feel so sorry for them. Yeah, right.
You're a better man than me.
Yeah. Yeah, when it comes down to Valentine's, I actually have to take a friend to a hospital, and she has to get some spots off her lungs removed.
Oh, wow.
So that they can be looked at to see if they're benign or what the story is with them. She's been a heavy smoker for a long time, so I'm trying to be cautiously optimistic that it'll be okay, but...
Yeah, well, I hope everything works out with your friend. I really do. That's a tough thing. My mom died of lung disease, non-smoker, and it was difficult. It was very, very difficult, so I don't wish on anybody. Paul in Boise, thank you, brother. Godspeed to you and your friend. Let us continue. Let us go to Marsha, Baxter Springs, Kansas, KCRG. Go right ahead.
Hi. You are doing such a wonderful job. Jim would absolutely be thrilled, and I'm sure he is.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And another thing, with Musk and with President Trump, he's already told everybody what he was going to do when he took the office. So
yeah,
nobody should
be
shocked that he's going through everything. And I'm glad he is. I think they're scared of what he's going to find.
Yeah, you know, I think most of the complaining is really, it's the cheating spouse that, you know, is like, why are you going through my phone? You shouldn't be going through my phone. You're invading my privacy. Meanwhile, they know full well they're about to get caught and they're cheating. So that's what's going on here, right? Everybody's trying to shoot the messenger saying Elon Musk is the bad guy because he's catching these people with their hand in the cookie jar. And, man, how red-handed they are, it gets worse each day. Marsha, thank you for your call. Shout out to Kansas KCRG in the building. Let's see. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to Robert, Malvern, Arkansas, K-A-R-N. Robert, go right ahead, sir.
Hey, buddy.
Welcome.
Glad that you are on the station.
Thank you. Likewise, happy to be here.
Now, I've only gotten a hold of you since, you know, the station made their swap, but I have people going, oh, my God, and we're going to get international here. Oh, hypersonic missiles. You know, I'm going, yeah. And they're going, well, Hillary Clinton sold that technology to Russia. And I'm going, yeah. Brother,
yeah.
I would like to ask you a question.
Get to it, brother.
If he sold the technology 15 years ago, why are we terrified? Because if she sold it, we had it.
Right. Yeah, listen, I think part of I think they're two separate issues. One, I don't think anybody's terrified. But I do think that the United States, and this is in the broadest sense, right, different administrations at different times in history have sold – a big part of what we do is sell weapons, right? We are the weapons manufacturer of the planet, and this is part of what we do. So we, with allies, we broker deals where we sell them different types of arms. And, you know, that's why we always have this big defense industry in this country. It's a big part of who we are. Now, when Hillary made these things, you don't want to sell certain things to people that are not allies. And I think part of the issue, right, during the Clinton administration, that they were very friendly towards China, getting them back into the World Trade Organization, allowing U.S. companies to offshore factories there. I think there are certain countries where you don't want to play nice, and China's one of them because they want to come and eat your lunch. I think another one is Iran. And we saw, you know, both in the Obama administration and the Biden administration, they were very friendly towards Iran. So it's my opinion that you have to play tough with a lot of countries, Russia included, because you just need to, right? There's a competitive nature, in my opinion, to being in the global politics. I'll say it that way. And I know lots of people don't like globalists and they want everything to be America first. And there's a number of isolationists out there. But ultimately, if you're not the top dog, someone else is going to be the top dog and they're going to eat your lunch. And I think the big fish always eats the little fish. It's that simple. So I don't think we're terrified. I think we probably made an error in selling China some of this information and these technologies. But that's, you know, at this point, it's water under the bridge, and all we can do is make sure we're not doing that. And I could pretty much assure you that Trump didn't do that when he was in office, right? I think he made some deals with Saudi Arabia, who is a friend, a partner, an ally, that they have not been adversarial towards us. And I think that's kind of how it has to work, right? It's, you know, it's a lot. I'd rather sell them weapons than give them foreign aid through USAID. Just my opinion. Anyway, thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate it. Robert in Arkansas, K-A-R-N. I'm going to pause right here, coming right back. The rest of your calls, Canada, Kansas, Texas, the Netherlands, New York, Illinois, Arkansas, Montana, coming up. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
No care, and live on the air, it's Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. It's the speed round. We're getting to your calls. Just get to your point super quickly because there's a lot of people on hold. I want to go to Bill, Amarillo, Texas, KGNC. Go right ahead, Bill.
Yes, I was talking, you know, back in 2006, I had a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I've been, you know, listening to media, and I realized back then that I had to quit listening because it made my anxiety go through the roof because of all the negative, I mean, all the overexposure to the negative things going on in the United States. And even nowadays, you got all these lies going back and forth, and it creates a lot of anxiety.
100%. I think you're right, Bill. You know, matter of fact, the number one prescription since COVID that doctors have been giving out is stop watching the news. And not because it was fake news. But I guess that played a part of it. It was because it was creating anxiety. It was creating people who were just like, oh, my gosh, all this doom and gloom. And it only got worse during the Biden years because inflation kept going up. Things got more expensive. It was very difficult to report any good news. So you're spot on there. And oftentimes people have called here paying me a compliment saying, you know what, I turned off the TV. I turned on the radio. Things are a lot better. I appreciate that. I try to give you the news, but with as lighthearted way as I can. And with a smile, and, you know, because really I think there's a lot to look forward to in life, and we should never lose sight of that. So thanks, brother. I appreciate it, and I'm glad you're doing better. Shout out to KGNC Amarillo, Texas. Let's continue. Let's go to Chris calling us from Amsterdam in the Netherlands, listening on WLS. Go right ahead.
Hi, Rich. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Likewise.
So we've all heard almost ad nauseum about all the USAID ways that they're spending our money, you know, all the ludicrous things that they're spending. But one of the things I've never heard, and I listen to a lot of talk radio, is like, what's the selection process? You know, I would assume that somebody has to approve this stuff. And in my logical mind, I would assume that there'd be like kind of a lightweight business case. You know, what is the problem?
Yeah, let me tell you a little bit of what I know, because I worked in government at the state level, and I can tell you how it worked. Oftentimes, what happens is when you're giving out monies, right, there's usually a somewhat competitive process for giving out a grant. And these grant proposals are typically, they're competitive, but they only announce them to certain people. And I've seen this happen, right? So if you knew that you wanted a particular agency, let's just say UNRWA, right, the UN, whatever, the people that were helping the folks in Hamas to blow people up, UNRWA might apply for a grant from the United States government, Department of State, from USAID, from whoever, for saying they want to do X, Y, and Z. And then they'll open it up competitively. They'll post it on some obscure website somewhere saying, we're going to be giving out a grant for $2 million for people that specialize in, and they make it so specific that only UNRWA has expertise in that area, and then they end up getting the money. So that's oftentimes how they do this within the deep state, the bureaucracy. Other ways are sometimes just direct grants where they say, you know what, there's nobody else that could really do this. We have to give it to this agency. So there's a number of ways of doing it, but those are a couple that I know of. Thank you for tuning in, brother. I appreciate it. Glad to make your acquaintance. Chris in Amsterdam in the Netherlands streaming the show tonight. Thank you, sir. Let us continue. I want to go to where did I leave off here? Dave, Wichita, Kansas, KQAM. Go right ahead.
My brother from another mother. Love yes, your show, you. Rich. It's always
Thank
fascinating.
You. I appreciate that.
Last year we touched base on this subject. You realized it might not work, but maybe now that Trump's in office, maybe the American public can help him out with the illegals here in the States by putting a bounty on them. Let the word go out. Hey.
Yeah, the problem with that is it would open up, I think, a world of lawsuits, because who are we, right, without any investigatory information to say, oh, you look like you don't belong here, right? It would be a profiling thing that would cost the government a fortune. I think even right now there's probably going to be a number of lawsuits for things that if they don't fly right. I think the focus that they have right now on removing people that have deportation orders, removing people that are felons, that have, you know, violated the terms of being in this country, go for it. Everybody else eventually will get caught up. But, and I don't mean everybody else, right? I don't mean that. I mean, since I've been alive, we've had illegal immigrants in this country. Do I think Trump is going to end illegal immigration? No, I don't think so. I do think he's going to remove the criminal aliens. I think he's going to stop the massive flow of people coming through the border. He's going to stop a lot of the fentanyl that's coming into the country. But I think there's going to be a number of people that are here that are, you know, otherwise not criminals that are going to go undetected. And he might even give them a pathway to citizenship or otherwise, because he's been very generous that way. So we'll see how it plays out. But I don't think we're going to be, recruiting everybody in the country to start ratting out on their neighbor. But thank you, brother. I appreciate the call. KQAM, Dave in Wichita. Folks, coming right back. Speed Round continues.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly, an emergency alert, a breaking news headline. But within hours, reality sets in.
people rush to grocery stores, emptying shelves of everything from bread to canned goods. Lines stretch out the door, tempers flare, and desperation takes hold. And no matter who's in charge these days, you simply can't rely on the government to bail you out. That's why having an emergency food supply on hand is the right move for you and your family. Right now, you can get $50 off a 4-week emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. They're an American company trusted by millions, offering 2,000 calories per day with essential vitamins and minerals to keep you strong during a crisis. This food will be there for you when you need it, since it lasts up to 25 years and can ship out to you next day. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to get $50 off your 4-week emergency food kit. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Swish Funding is providing funds for expansion, inventory, increased overhead, even slow cash flow to small businesses all over America with affordable funding as soon as one business day. And we're ready to help with funding from $10,000 to $2 million. If you've been in business for 1 year or more with a monthly income of at least $25,000, you can get the affordable funding you need with no collateral. Go to swishradio.com. That's swishradio.com.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, or big box store.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electrician.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credits and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. With rising geopolitical tensions and inflation eating your buying power, it's time to take action. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-8000 for a free gold guide to discover the security that comes with owning precious metals. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance maker. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
All right, it is the speed round. Welcome back, Rich Valdez with you. And I want to go to Jackie, but right before her, we got Kenny in Wilmington, Delaware, WDEL. Kenny, very quickly.
Hi, Mr. Valdez.
Hi.
I'd just like to say, are you still there?
All right, Kenny, thank you for your call, brother. We appreciate it. Let's go to Jackie, Gettysburg, South Dakota, K-O-R-N. Quickly, go right ahead.
Hello, how's it going this evening, sir? We're cold here in South Dakota.
Good, you got seconds to go.
Okay, mental illness since 15, diagnosed because my father passed away, a Korean convict veteran.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Jackie. Unfortunately, I was hoping you'd be able to get to the point a little faster. Hopefully you guys can call in on Monday again, but thank you, and I'm glad you're doing better now. Folks, hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night, and God bless you, America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Tate. President Trump says he's revoking former President Joe Biden's security clearance and ending the daily intelligence briefings he's been receiving in payback for Biden doing the same to him in 2021. Trump made the announcement yesterday on social media shortly after arriving at Mar-a-Lago for the weekend. The president also says he's firing members of the Board of Trustees for the Kennedy Center and naming himself chairman. He also indicated that he will use the post to dictate programming at one of the nation's premier cultural institutions. Also at townhall.com, President Trump also discussing trade and other business issues with Japan's visiting prime minister. With more on that, here is our friend and correspondent Greg Cluxton.
After his first meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Ishiba, the president said he wants to slash the U.S. trade deficit with Japan. Tariffs are a possibility, but he expects an easy resolution.
We have a fantastic relationship. I don't think we'll have any problem whatsoever. They want fairness also.
At a press conference, Ishiba said Trump looks frightening on TV, but after holding face-to-face talks, he found the president to be sincere. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says if the U.S. tariffs become a reality, Canada has to be ready to respond.
Our goal will always be to get those tariffs lifted as quickly as possible. That's the approach we have to have tactically around tariffs, that is focused on demonstrating the depth of the relationship, demonstrating that we can solve the challenges they're facing, but also make sure we're protecting Canadians and moving forward.
Authorities say a small commuter plane that crashed in western Alaska on its way to the hub community of Nome has been located on sea ice, and all 10 on board are confirmed dead. Rescuers were searching the location by helicopter when they spotted the wreckage. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive knows not all rides are smooth. Meet Peter. He loves his motorcycle. What he doesn't love is wind. Which is ironic, because wind is a big part of the whole wind-in-your-face motorcycle cliché. But nobody ever tells you how relentless a strong crosswind is, or the cliché wouldn't exist. Not every ride is smooth, but Progressive has your back. Get a quote to see if you can save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in D.C.
New York has ordered a week-long shutdown of all live bird markets in New York City, Westchester, and Long Island. John Scott explains why.
The move comes after 7 cases of avian flu were detected at bird markets in the city. Governor Kathy Hochul said there is no immediate threat to public health and that the temporary closure of bird markets comes out of an abundance of caution. No cases of avian flu have been detected among humans in New York. The order came after 7 cases of bird flu were found in poultry during routine inspections of live bird markets in the New York City boroughs of the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. John Scott reporting.
Federal officials will investigate a commuter train fire in Philadelphia this week in which more than 300 passengers were safely evacuated. The NTSB says it would look into the blaze, which was reported Thursday on a southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority train. More at townhall.com. California's governor is looking to speed up a rule to make homes more fire-resistant.
The rules require homeowners in high-risk areas to clear combustible materials, like dead plants and wooden furniture, from within 5 feet of their homes. The regulations were signed into law in 2020 and were originally intended to take effect in 2023, but they still haven't been written. Experts say having that 5-foot rule in place could have made a difference for some in the deadly January wildfires around Los Angeles. I'm Ben Thomas.
A violin made in 1714 by the legendary luthier Antonio Stradivari has sold for $11.3 million at an auction in New York, short of estimates that would have made it the most expensive instrument ever sold at auction. The 311-year-old violin
sold Friday. The Stradivarius, of course, is the regarded as one of Stradivarius' best works. You'll find more on these stories, breaking news, and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
There are five elements to the First Amendment. Then the Second Amendment, they're against it, and they want to argue semantics. They just want to take your guns away, like the North Koreans and the Soviet Union, because they're much closer on the political spectrum to them than they are even to Bill Clinton at this point. Jimmy Carter. But David Hogg is now, he was voted just last week as the vice chairman. Can you say chairman, or does it have to be like chair node, something like that? He's the new vice chairman of the Democratic National Committee, David Hogg is. And he is a lunatic, a political loon, which is fine with the Democrats because, you know, they're all lunatics too. And naturally, they like lunacy. So they chose David Hogg, who I guess is not a teenager anymore, but his brain hasn't developed very much, I've got to say. And they put together a collection of some of his greatest tweets. He's got a Twitter account. He was not banned from Twitter, but womp, womp, womp. And a lot of fun at Mediaite, no less. I don't know what they're trying to do over there at Mediaite, but they're all over the map these days. And that's fine. They can be all over the map, of course. But today they've got the top 10 tweets by David Hogg, child prophet of doom. And the Democrat Party is still using him, and now he's the deputy, the number two guy, the vice chair of the DNC. Womp, womp, womp. And David Hogg, writing on Twitter, "I'm one of the most politically toxic people in the country, and I'm too radical for American politics." Well, the Democrat Party said, "Hell no, you're not." And they made him the number two person at the Democratic National Committee. That's a nationwide post there. Amazing stuff. So he's one of the most toxic people. "Too radical for American politics. No, I'm not running for office," he wrote in this tweet, because he had to declare that he's not running for office in 2022, because the Democrats wanted to run him for office. I think he was 12 at the time. It's possible. And he wrote, "We have enough straight white men in power." He's a white man. I don't think any Democrat is straight anymore. He said, "It'd be nice to see some people who actually look like our country and not privilege." He's a self-loathing white. He might be straight. If he is, he's self-loathing about that too. He hates America. He thinks America is Rwanda. And, you know, it's still a majority white country. And just calm down. If you like electricity and clean water and airplanes and cell phones and things, tuck it away, would you? Amazing stuff. Womp, womp, womp. And David Hogg in 2020 on his Twitter, "I thank my indigenous peers." He's not indigenous. He doesn't have indigenous peers. "That brought my attention to Lincoln's atrocities committed against Native Americans." He's anti-Abraham Lincoln. Does he know that a Democrat shot him in the head and murdered him in the name of keeping the Democrats slaves and slavery? "I'm deeply sorry for not acknowledging these crimes that I was unaware of until now. I will do better in the future." Can you list any crimes committed by Native Americans against other Native Americans or against non-Native Americans? Can you list anything? Or you get this kind of Nazi version of American history. Amazing stuff. "Actually, I was not aware of the scope of how detrimental he was to so many Native American populations. He was not a really good president," they're saying of Abraham Lincoln, "because he took the Democrats' slaves away from them, and they've still got a bullwhip in their hand, and they're quite angry about it. They might have to lynch somebody over this." Pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, so Abraham Lincoln is terrible there. This is the vice chairman of the Democratic National Committee, you know. Womp, womp, womp. And this is good. He doesn't understand a lot. He's really, you know, the Democrats, we played the audio here many times before. The Democrat in Washington, D.C., who said that we stole the land from the deer. Remember that audio, that we stole the land from the deer? He said, not from the Native Americans. We stole it from the deer. That this is, there aren't too many deer. We just think there are too many deer because we stole the land from the deer. That's a Democrat brain at work there. But David Hogg wrote, because he's allowed to have a Twitter account, David Hogg wrote on his Twitter account in 2022, "If you need a license to kill a deer, why don't you need one to kill humans?" I'm guessing that's not a pro-life, anti-abortion statement by David Hogg, because his tiny little brain. And he wrote, "The NRA needs to be designated a terrorist organization for the role their supporters played in staging an insurrectionist coup." They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. I got an idea. If Democrats stop shooting people, we'd be Sweden overnight. Why don't you stop shooting people? Stop killing people. 10,000 African Americans died of murder in the United States last year. You know how many of them were killed by Republicans? We'll just go with zero. NRA members, let's go with zero again, because you guys need to stop shooting everybody. How about that? David Hogg on his Twitter account, also in 2022. How radical, you ask? I don't think anybody should have over $1 billion in assets. Nobody should have over $1 billion in assets. There should be a 100% tax after your first billion. He's a communist. He's a moron. He's the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. I think we need to do what Australia did in regard to guns. Not in retard to guns, in regard to guns. I misread that. We need universal health care, free college for all, legalize all drugs. This is the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee in 2025 in the United States. Legalize all drugs. He should be a fentanyl addict. I'm going to send him a bucket full of fentanyl, see if we can, maybe they get a new vice chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Legalize all drugs, free college for all. We need universal health care. He's a communist, total communist. He's too stupid to know it, of course. I think we need to do what Australia did in regard to guns. He thinks that they took away all guns. And if you have $1 billion in assets, that's it. The government steals everything at the point of a gun, like gangsters at an ATM, because that's what they are. They're kleptocrats. They're thieves. They're criminals. He tweeted in 2020, defund the police. Not the U.S. Postal Service. He's got a damaged brain, a very seriously damaged brain. He's number two at the Democratic National Committee. Let me be clear. I'm not telling you what you should or should not do. Deciding to have children or not is your choice. I'm just expressing my own view on it. Because he said, well, now I really feel I want a Portuguese water dog. God beep it. Thanks, Twitter. Now he really wants a water dog because, you see, he said he doesn't want children and he wants to steal everybody's money. He wants the government. He doesn't want to do anything himself, of course, because he's a bump on something I can't mention on the radio. Amazing stuff. He did say that he doesn't want to have children because the left, they hate humanity. That's why they want to kill everybody, and why they killed 100 million people in the 20th century in the name of utopia. David Hogg tweeted, kids are the new boats. Kids are the new boats. Don't have a kid, get a boat. Pets are the new kids. Plants are the new pets. That's what he said. That's let me explain, he said. Womp, womp, womp. Like the number of people I know who literally throw big actual birthday parties for their dogs that they have friends invited and everything is awesome. He doesn't know what the word awesome means. But it's also very telling of your changing views of having children and our economic condition. And then he voted for communism because economic condition be damned. These people... I'm telling you, kids are the new boats, pets are the new kids, plants are the new pets. Let me explain. And then he overdosed on fentanyl and dropped dead. It was mildly tragic, and somewhat humorous at the same time, which is interesting. Just amazing. There he is. He apologized for an offensive tweet condemning political violence. First he condemned political violence, then he realized that the Democrat Party is political violence. That they shoot presidents, loot stores, attack the police, overturn burning police cars that they set on fire, loot, plunder, the usual stuff. They're the Visigoths. They're not Democrats at all. As Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, his father and his uncle would find today's Democrat Party unrecognizable. He tweeted, this is directed specifically at young white people. He's a young white person. Here he is being a racist again. He's been trained by the left to be a self-loathing racist. This is the Democrat Party. Know who they are. This is directed specifically at young white people I see arming themselves or wanting to do so that they can go and loot. Well, you guys are looting everything last time I looked. And act in antagonistic ways, I can speak, against the state, trying to use allyship as its cover, as one of those left-wing words, allyship, alliedship. They're all mental. Let me be clear on what I'm not trying to do is tell BIPOC people, that's black, indigenous, people of color. You know, black people are people of color, and indigenous people, according to you, are people of color. So BIPOC is thoroughly redundant, repetitive, and unnecessarily duplicative. So let me be clear, what I am not trying to do is tell BIPOC, black, indigenous, people of color, and then he writes people after that. So that's redundant again. Low IQ theater. You can't say BIPOC people, can you? Because you already got people in there. That's what the P is. It's already people. So that means black, indigenous, people of color people. That's what he just wrote. How they should react to violence directed at them by the state. He loves violence by the state. He's a communist. It's not my place or any white person's to direct or criticize the way BIPOC people choose to defend themselves against this violence from the state. He's very, very dangerously mentally ill, and he's the vice chairman of the Democratic National Committee. And then he wrote, he had to apologize for that, because that's what he wrote on his Twitter. And then he said, I am sorry for how I understand how understandably anyone could have misinterpreted what I said. Nobody misinterpreted. I appreciate those who have called me out and let me know how this tweet was offensive. It's an offensive. Many understandably upset and offended that I've had to do my part in admitting my mistakes. You should probably find a very tall structure, a bridge or something like that might do. When I make them in supporting my friends, he's the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. Yeah, just took down my tweets. As a cis man, it is not my place to speak right now and let my anger get the best of me. I'm sorry, because he's a cis man. That's not a word at all. That's a word they made up. They're crazy people. Womp, womp, womp. This is the Democratic National Committee. And he's got something about Ted Nugent and Taylor Swift. And today's Democrat Party should actually be banned, not just in the United States, but everywhere in the world. Let's face it.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, or big box store.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
And almost all of the employees at USAID are going to get a little time off. I have an updated list of the outrages that USAID has perpetrated with our money, and it's our money. At least it used to be before they came and stole it. Now, I was just reading to you from David Hogg, the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee, and all of his insane, uninformed rantings. He's a child prophet of apocalypse and doom. But right now, let's go to the telephones, shall we? We have Jeff Wolf in today for Michael Piercy. Michael Piercy is off. Jeff, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Jason calling from Kensington, Maryland. Jason, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, g'day, Chris. How you going, mate?
Just great, Chase. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm talking about that David Hogg mentioning Australia and we should be like Australia. Well, problem with Australia was that we had a massacre in 1996 and the government saw an opportunity to get rid of the guns and they confiscated probably about between 600,000 and 700,000 guns nationwide.
Right. That's right.
Which is kind of a bit more doable because, you know, they're a bit more socialist government. Plus we only have 25 million people and that was, it's a lot more easy to do. But the problem with that was, is that all of a sudden we had a large spike in violent crimes like home break-ins, things like that, because you couldn't defend yourself.
What's the whole point, Jason, is they don't want the public, the population, to be able to defend themselves.
Exactly.
The government has all the guns, and only the government can rule the roost and the citizens become subjects, because an unarmed man is a subject. An armed man is a citizen. An armed society is a polite society.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is congratulating our winner of our Valentine's Day grand prize drawing, Bill McDonald. His prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to go towards a Valentine's Day dinner at Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading, plus a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Reading Florist, for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, like Valentine's Day, or just because you want to go golf. You can reach them online at readingflorist@charter.net. He also received 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles, courtesy of Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. And 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Congratulations to Bill McDonald from your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. For tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in the historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support Real Journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County.
Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Stuff, pansexual farming. Now, what is pansexual, pansexuality? Pansexuality is kind of an amazing thing. The Democrats think that there are many genders, not just two gender. Not just two genders. And let's face it, they'll have sex with anything. If there's a pulse, and sometimes if there's not a pulse, honestly, the Democrat Party is unwell when it comes to a whole range of things. And one of the things is pansexuality. Pansexuality is a person that will, and this is literally the way they define it, is that you have sex with a person of any gender, that suggests that there are more than two genders. Otherwise, you could just be bisexual because there are two genders, see? But if you're pansexual, that, you know, covers the whole waterfront, the panoply of genders, which the Democrat Party recognizes, but do not exist in reality or in science or in biology, where, as we know, there are two genders with an occasional anomaly, you know, a mathematical anomaly. Normally they turn out to be frogs. It's, hey, wait a minute, this person has male genitalia and female genitalia. Hold on, that's not a person. That's a frog. What are you guys talking about? And there's pansexuality. They're completely berserk. They really are out of their minds. Yes, sir. Hybrid words, pansexual and pansexualism, were first tested in 1914, pansexualism, coined by opponents of Sigmund Freud. They were opponents of Sigmund Freud to denote the idea that the sex instinct plays the primary part in all human activity. Well, certainly with Democrats, and keep them away from the kids, because, you know, they got a lot of issues with the kids. I don't know what's the matter, you. Oh, what's the matter, you? And pansexual affirming, and we're spending money on that, because Democrats are in charge of spending the money, and Rich is pointing that out from South Carolina. I'm telling you, and I looked up pansexual affirming, because I had been unfamiliar with pansexual affirming before Rich called in. You know, you can't know everything. Pansexual affirming is a term that describes the farming practices of people who identify as pansexual. Well, who didn't know that? Pansexual people are attracted to people of all genders, regardless of their biological sex, which they think is different than gender. Gender identity or gender expression. Gender expression is different than gender identity to Democrats. Keep them away from the children. It's a sexual orientation that describes people who are attracted to people of all genders. Pansexual people can be attracted to people who are agender, female, male, or gender fluid. There's no such thing as gender fluid. That's just the clothing you stole from the luggage carousel at the airport. And then you went home and dressed up like a lady. Then they have queer farming. I think queer was a slur just very recently. Now it's part of the whole LGBTQQIAA thing. Now they love it. Queer farming is a term that describes farming practices of people who identify as queer. Sure, naturally. Isn't that amazing? That reminds me of, who was it, Congresswoman Nancy Mace. We played the audio yesterday or the day before yesterday. The Congresswoman used the word tranny during a congressional hearing on a Democrat, Jerry Connolly from Virginia, who should be like a back-of-the-house bartender guy. He should be stocking the bar and not even mixing drinks because and pouring beer. I don't think he's smart enough for that, so the Democrats made him a member of Congress, kind of like David Hogg being vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. But these people are very unwell. Nancy Mace used the term tranny. You can't do that. That's a slur against people. Really, against who? Trannies? What are you talking about? You're ridiculous. They're mentally ill. The mentally ill have taken over the Democrat Party. And they're still one of the top two political parties in the United States. Isn't that amazing? Yes, it is. Yeah, Nancy Mace. And then I produced an article, an interview. RuPaul is on camera, kind of the original tranny in the United States in popular culture in modern times, certainly. And RuPaul is a smart man, a businessman, and he's funny, actually. And he's been funny for a whole lot of years being a tranny. And he was asked about the term, and he calls himself he. And he was asked about the term tranny, and he's like, it's his favorite term.
Does the word tranny bother me? No.
Okay.
I love the word tranny.
Like, there's the transsexual, transgender community.
No. It's not the transsexual community who's saying that. These are fringe people who are looking for storylines to strengthen their identity as victims.
As victims. That's exactly because the most exalted status in the Democrat Party is that of victim. Congresswoman Nancy Mace, in a congressional hearing talking about trannies, use the word tranny, and he looks like he's drunk all the time. You know, I know Irish people. And Jerry Connolly, he looks like he's hammered morning, noon, and night. You know, Jerry Connolly, on his wall outside his congressional office, it says, you can't drink all day if you don't start first thing in the morning. That's the sign outside of his office says. So Jerry Connolly and Nancy Mace in a congressional hearing this week.
USAID awarded $2 million to strengthen trans-led organizations to deliver gender-affirming health care in Guatemala. So to each of you this morning, does this advance the interests of American citizens paying for trannies in Guatemala to the tune of $2 million?
Mr. Chairman, parliamentary inquiry.
Yes, sir.
The gentlelady has used a phrase that is considered a slur in the LGBTQ community and the transgender community. And let me please.
And we must all bow.
And
tranny, tranny, tranny. I don't really care. You want penises in women's bathrooms, and I'm not going to have it.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Let
Chairman. Disgusting.
I think Nancy Mace won that round, and Jerry Connolly. Go ahead, back of the bar. Get out of here, you people. Yeah, RuPaul says, "No, I love the word tranny. Tranny's about RuPaul gets to decide." I'm going. I think the referee on this one is RuPaul and not Jerry Connolly. Jerry Connolly can, he can rule whether the keg has too much gas in it, but that's about it. Here's a guy who's, he shouldn't be on, certainly shouldn't be in Congress. He's an embarrassment to civilization. All right, I also, since this keeps coming up, and it does keep coming up again and again, and rightly so, I must say, the ridiculous Democrats are spending billions and billions of dollars on everything, but they love the gender stuff, don't they? And what we've learned a lot from them over the last, from Republicans, and because of Elon Musk, who's an immigrant to the United States from Africa, and the Democrats hate Africa. They did love their slaves back in the day, though. Now they love illegal aliens to do their work for them for cheap. And illegal aliens, they don't have to provide housing and meals every day like they did, the Democrats. But listen to this. $1 million for gender diverse support in Bangladesh. We've got Bangladesh. This is one of the things that the Democrats want, to spend millions on gender issues in Bangladesh. You think they go there on vacation and they go, listen, Bangladesh, I want to warn you, if the Democrats show up, keep them away from the kids. We're spending $7.4 million through U.S. Agency for International Development, $7.4 million for Syrian democratic political processes. Because we're going to teach the Syrians political processes, that's $7.4 million. I suspect there are some USAID people going there and exploiting children. I'm just guessing. $1.9 million for Guatemalan transgender support. Now, this is not USAID. This is not what USAID was intended for when John F. Kennedy created it by executive order. The Congress did, decades later. The Congress went in and made it an actual agency. But never mind that. $1.9 million Guatemalan transgender support. $1.8 million for Honduran LGBT group. What about the Q? There is no Q there. We're going to have to go back and spend more money for the Q. $1.8 million. So we got Guatemalan transgender, $1.9 million. $1.8 million, they're getting gypped, which is a racial slur against the gypsy people. They're getting gypped. The Hondurans, they're only getting $1.8 million for their LGBT group, and they're leaving out Q. $15 million for condoms for the Taliban. Are they our friends and allies? I don't believe that they are. Now, I know we don't want them reproducing. I think that's fair to say, but condom, maybe we should give them scissors. Little curvy scissors. They might take care of things there. $15 million for condoms for the Taliban. $1.5 million for Serbian LGBTQ groups. They included the Q. $70,000 of our taxpayer dollars for a DEI musical in Ireland. Thanks, USAID. $19 million assisting migrants in Colombia. What, to come here and attack your daughter in a shower room at the junior high? $19 million for migrants in Colombia. I thought we didn't want them to come. $6 million for tourism in Egypt, because we definitely want more tourism in Egypt, so we'll spend millions on that. $32,000 for transgender comic book in Peru. Some of these we've seen before, but not all of them. $2.5 million for electric vehicles for Vietnam. We're buying them cars in Vietnam. Democrats are still really bitter about it. They love communism, hate freedom. $3.3 million for a Caribbean LGBT group. They got T but not Q. See that? $55 million to strengthen Libyan financial management. You remember the Obama administration bombed them for 8 months until Muammar Gaddafi, bad guy, was killed by his own people. Hillary Clinton declared victory. We came, we saw he died. Do you remember that? So now $55 million to strengthen Libyan financial management. $31.5 million in USAID employee counseling. They need mental help because they're all LGBTQ, transgender, crazy. So $31.5 million for USAID employee counseling. I'm sitting here with Jeff at our mothership station in Washington, D.C., WMAL in Washington. Jeff, has the company ever provided you with counseling? Do you think you need counseling? I don't think you do either. I think you're okay. But USAID, they need a lot of counseling because they're all transitioning from something to something else. $29 million for young and female working Egyptians. We don't even have to ask what that's about. It's just for young Egyptians. $6.5 million for legal aid activity in Bangladesh. $20 million evaluating USAID activities in Haiti. You know, the Clinton Foundation has taken in billions from these people. Billions. $14.9 million supporting LGBT youth in Cambodia. I think they're going to Cambodia to keep the kids indoors when USAID shows up. And when they say, let's play duck, duck, goose, don't believe them. It's not the game it used to be. $4.5 million to fight disinformation in Kazakhstan. USAID is definitely the group for that, huh? $49 million improving reading scores in Zambia. Why don't we start with Baltimore? Nobody there can read. That's $49 million to improve reading scores in Zambia. These are our tax. People need to go to penitentiaries. And they just want them to be able to read the LGBTQ literature that they're passing them, I think. They want them to read gender queer aloud in class. And then another rousing round of duck, duck, goose. And when you say, I don't think we should be spending all our money on this stuff, the Democrats scream at you and throw rocks through your windows, dressed as women when they do it.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Whether you're standing for long hours or just running errands, you shouldn't have to deal with foot, knee, and back pain. That's where Gedify shoes come in. For helping to relieve occasional pain or discomfort caused by walking, running, or prolonged standing. Built with VersaShock technology, Gedify shoes help absorb harmful shock and return energy with every step. Listen, the nice people at Gedify sent a pair of their shoes to me and a pair for my best girl. And we get out and hike around the city, you know. We hike around the city with our Gedify shoes, and when we finish hiking around the city, our feet feel better than they felt before we started hiking around the city. Here's the deal. You can get 50% off your order of $120 or more right now by texting Chris to 91888 or by heading to Gedify.com and using the code Chris. That's half off of shoes designed for real people working real jobs and living real lives. Message and data rates may apply.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all patriots, this is Jason Hansen, former CIA officer and security expert. I have an urgent message for anyone who's concerned about their financial future. In a world filled with economic uncertainty and geopolitical turmoil, it's never been more important to have a rock-solid plan for protecting your wealth. That's why I'm inviting you to a special financial briefing this Thursday. During this exclusive summit, you'll get proven top strategies for safeguarding your hard-earned assets and securing your financial independence. We'll cover everything from diversifying your portfolio to creating a fail-safe emergency fund. Don't leave your future to chance. Call my friends at Advantage Gold today at 800-741-GOLD to register at no cost whatsoever. In today's uncertain times, it's critical to have a solid plan in place to protect your finances and secure your future. Call 800-741-GOLD now to register for this 100% free summit. That's 800-741-G-O-L-D.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
That's right. We all know it. Democrats. Yeah, David Hogg is the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. And we're so generous. And I got to say, that this is something when the congressional hearings begin. It seems pretty obvious at this point that the U.S. Agency for International Development is dominated by gay, lesbian, transgender people. Dominated, and that they're not there to advance the interests of the United States of America and our national security interests and to fund worthy projects. They have an obvious overemphasis on LGBT things, I guess B2, but when you know, gender diverse sort in Bangladesh, really, and transgender Guatemalans and in Honduras and condoms to the Taliban and Serbian LGBTQ and DEI musical in Ireland. This is the left wing wish list right here. Transgender comic book in Peru and Caribbean LGBT group is really the whole world needs gay help from the United States. And then counseling for the employees of that I understand at this point. I can see that you obviously need counseling because you people need counseling. Womp, womp, womp.
you take your musicals and your electric vehicles for Vietnam and from Africa to the Caribbean to Latin America, it's all LGBTQ all the time, honestly. And is that what's making us? And then I love this. I've got a soundbite on this coming up, actually. It's like, oh, no, if we don't do it, the Chinese and the Russians will move in. Really, you think the Chinese are going to come in and do lots of transgender stuff in Africa? No, they're going to beat them over the head, make them dig holes, and steal their manganese. That's right, manganese. I said manganese. I've got a lot more coming up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.